Heidi and Frank.
Nonstop for the next 40 minutes.
On 95.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank show. Good morning. It's Thursday, July 29th. A lot of stuff to get to today. All brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. We got some Sebastian Maniscalco tickets here off the bat. Two tickets to a night of comedy.
Nice.
With Sebastian, do you know him?
I mean, not personally, but I've watched all of his specials several times. I love him.
It's going to be March 5th at the Forum. Tickets on sale tomorrow, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. But you can win them right now just by playing.
Who's going to
Who's going to hell? The most controversial game in radio, where we search the world for the most horrible news stories on the planet. They're so bad, we have to give each of our stories a nickname. And then you call 818-955-2955. Repeat the nickname of the story you think is the worst one. It's that easy. 818-955-2955. And then somebody who randomly votes, doesn't matter who you vote for, is going to win those Sebastian Maniscalco tickets. And I think, who won last week?
I believe it was me.
I think so,
was
too.
Was it you? Was it you?
It was.
Okay.
Because I sang last week, and that's why I'm singing.
So you can go first, or you can defer to one of us.
You know what? Johnny's not looking me in the eye, so go for it.
Oh, okay.
Johnny didn't prepare.
A pregnant woman and her boyfriend were fatally shot during their son's soccer game, and authorities confirmed the gunman was the woman's ex-husband, who later died by suicide. Relatives said the murdered woman was Dahlia Gray, and her ex-husband was named Lucio Molina. The divorced couple had four children together. The boyfriend was pronounced dead at the scene. Gray was rushed to a nearby hospital where doctors were unable to save her or her unborn child. The killings were witnessed by several people, including soccer players who had already taken field for the game. Ooh, that's going to devastate them for life. So, man murders pregnant ex and new boyfriend at their son's soccer game before killing himself. My contestant's name is... He runs down the field, shoots, he's an asshole!
Wow.
Well, all right, that's what you gotta say if you want to vote for Johnny's story. All right. Who follows that, Eric?
Heidi, go for it.
Heidi,
follow that.
A man jailed for more than a year after three violent sex incidents against women was arrested in the death of a fourth woman found in the trunk of his car. Kano Brown was arrested on a host of charges, including aggravated battery and multiple counts each related to sexual battery and kidnapping. Now he's charged in the death of another woman. Brown attacked and killed her and was arrested on first-degree murder charge. Officer Mascara said the man's mother told officials that after noticing a foul odor around her son's car, she opened the trunk and found the decomposing body. That was of the fourth woman. Officer Mascara said, "We believe that Brown picked up the young woman walking home, violently attacked her, killed her, and stuffed her body in the trunk of his car." The man's internet search history revealed disturbing things, including hundreds of sites depicting rape, violence, and prostitution. Officer Mascara said, "I can't unsee some of the things I saw in that search history, down to a graphic depiction and video of a male raping a female and choking her to death. There were many others, including dismemberment and extreme violence." Officer Mascara arrests a man for rape, kidnapping, aggravated assault, and murder. My nominee for Who's Going to Hell is, your punishment? 30 lashes.
All right, Erica, who follows that?
You know what? I'll follow it. I'll let you go last. Right. The parents of a two-month-old child who died last year have been charged with the infant's death. Now, none of us here are medical professionals, but I think, how would you answer this question? Should a child have fentanyl in its system?
100%.
Probably not.
No.
I think we can all agree on that. Well, the parents here didn't agree because this kid died of fentanyl intoxication is the official cause of death. July 3rd, 2020, somebody called for help reviving a two-month-old infant. Definitely shouldn't have fentanyl in her system. It took place in Maryland. After all the life-saving efforts were exhausted, they finally pronounced little Grayson Frazier dead a short time later. Again, they have charged the parents with the death of the two-month-old from fentanyl intoxication. So my contestant for Who's Going to Hell is Bye High Baby.
Bye High Baby.
Keeping it simple. Keeping it simple.
Yeah, you are.
All right. And finally, a man who stabbed a rabbi outside a Jewish school in Boston this month was charged with hate crimes after investigators discovered that he had expressed anti-Semitic views. The rabbi, Shlomo Naginsky, was wearing a skull cap and standing in front of a large menorah on the steps of the school, and he was attacked by the man, Khaled Awad, who's 24. After brandishing a gun, Mr. Awad demanded the keys to a school van, which Rabbi Naginsky offered him. Mr. Awad then displayed a knife and indicated that he wanted the rabbi to get in the van. Well, Rabbi Naginsky ran, but Mr. Awad chased him down and stabbed him 9 times. So, man charged with hate crimes and stabbing a rabbi in Boston. My contestant for Who's Going to Hell is, I stabbed you.
I stabbed you. Wow.
818-955-2955 is the number. A quick reminder of all of our contestants. So all you do is call and you repeat the name we gave our story. And somebody's going to win those Sebastian Maniscalco tickets. So what was yours, Johnny?
He's an asshole!
Heidi.
Your punishment? 30 lashes.
Eric.
Bye, high baby.
And mine is, I stabbed you.
Who's going to
All right, first one through is Rodney, our Dallas correspondent. Hello, Rodney.
Good morning. Hi, Frank. I want to say rest in peace to Dusty Hill and Joy Georgeson, that's the founder of Slipknot.
Yeah.
It's a very sad
couple days. It's a sad day in music, or sad week so far.
Yeah, that's for sure. I like Heidi's story, your punishment, 30 slices.
30 what?
30 slashes.
Ooh, 30 slashes. No, it's 30 lashes.
The officer was Officer Mascara.
Yeah.
Which I said several times to really drive the point home.
It's our IE correspondent, Crab. Hello, Crab.
Hey, good morning, guys. You look nice in your knit sweater this morning, Heidi.
Thank you so much, sir.
Crab watches the show. He's a VIP.
Do you have your lips recently done, too?
No.
Because you got, like, the duck thing going on. All right.
What do you mean? Like, she has looks like she has lip liner on?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like she has a lip liner on.
I don't know, but...
Cast shadow.
They look good, though. They look
thank
good.
You.
Your punishment, 30 lashes.
All right.
Thank you. Yeah, I was hoping I would get a win after all of that.
On the board. Thank you. Roy is next. Hello, Roy.
Hello, good morning.
Who's going to hell?
I'm going with your punishment, 30 lashes.
All right, thank you, Roy. Ted, what do you say, Ted? Who's going to hell?
Hi, good morning, King.
Good morning.
Hey, friend.
Hey, Colin.
So, bye, hi, baby.
Bye, hi, baby's on the board. Thank you, Ted. Hello, Scott.
Morning, bye, hi, baby.
Ooh. Oh, two. Oh.
Wow, two. Did he say thigh high, baby?
I think sky high. I think he did.
Oh,
did he?
I don't. I already hung
thigh up. High, baby. That's a whole different story.
Yeah,
I
can't wait till that story happens.
Adorable and disturbing.
Coked up baby found in thigh highs. ODs on fentanyl. Hello, John.
You gotta go with Bye High Baby.
Oh, Eric with the comeback. Look at that. All right, John, you got the tickets to Sebastian Maniscalco.
Wow.
Sweet.
There you go. You are a winner.
Damn it.
If you didn't win those right now, you can always win them tomorrow when you go to Ticketmaster and buy them. Ticketmaster.com starts selling them at 10 a.m.
I'm really surprised no one wanted to say Johnny's. I thought we were all donezo after that.
As soon as he did that, I was like, okay.
He wins.
He's going.
See, which is
not
just
one
true.
Vote.
You don't give up. You never know till it's absolutely over.
Yeah, don't give up till it's absolutely over. Let's go back to the Olympics.
Oh no!
No, through day 5 of the Olympics, the U.S. Was still in first place in the overall medal count. China currently leads in gold medals just by one. They have 14 gold. We have 13 gold. But total, we got 37 medals. China's got 29. Russia's got 25. Russia only has 7 gold medals. track and field competition actually begins today or tonight, starting, probably happening right now. But we'll be seeing what's going on tonight when finally track and field is here. The swimming, I guess, is done. But yeah, the U.S., as far as our medals, we won the first Olympic gold in 3-on-3 basketball when the women's team beat Russia.
Yesterday I did watch the men's, USA men's basketball versus Iran.
Did we kick their ass? This destroyed them?
I mean, it was like 100-something to 60-something. I know. It really wasn't even close.
Yeah, our 3-on-3 men's basketball team didn't even qualify.
Is that right?
Yeah, but our women's team took it.
Yeah,
took
down girls.
They took down the Russian girls, and then but the Russian men won the gold in the 3-on-3 basketball. Also, the men's synchronized diving team took silver in the 3-meter springboard early yesterday morning. See that? Men's synchronized diving. It's where you have to actually have two guys that look a lot alike.
Well,
I mean, you can't have like one real tall, like one tall dude and Eric.
No.
And I mean, they might be perfect sync doing their flips, but it just doesn't look right.
It wouldn't look right, no.
I mean,
you would always, even if you were perfect, you would look not in sync because one person's like, look, his legs are way up there and his are way down there.
Right.
It just, you can't.
U.S. swimming added a bunch of medals, including gold for Bobby Finke in the 800-meter freestyle, gold for Caleb Dressel in the 100-meter freestyle. I think he got an Olympic record in that. Silver for Reagan Smith. She's a 19-year-old. And a bronze for Haley Flickinger in the 200-meter butterfly.
That was one stroke I could never learn. I spent summers trying to do that. Could never get it. So one of my best friends, Michelle, was on swim team, and couldn't do it. Still can't do it.
What was the problem?
I just couldn't. And she swam butterfly stroke, and she was beautiful doing it. Like, just
yeah, I mean, you're watching it. It is like, wow.
It's mesmerizing. It's crazy. And I was just like, show me. And she would go, she tried to break it down. It's hard to break butterfly down because you have to do it in that one fluid motion, sort of. But I would watch her, and I was such a mimic.
Your upper body and your lower body just couldn't get the...
Couldn't get it.
What were you doing wrong?
I could do the worm on the floor. Like, I can move like that, but I couldn't do it. I was so bad, she couldn't even break it down.
If you could do the worm on the floor, I think you could do butterfly.
That's what I thought. But you put me in the water, and I'm like, Dad. She goes, that's...
You're just not a strong swimmer in general.
No, I am. I'm very strong. Swimmer's shoulders, upper body. Yeah. I was a swimmer. I could all do all the strokes except that one. And I was obsessed with learning
that. Doesn't
it.
Make any sense to me.
Yes, I know.
If you can do the worm on the floor,
correct.
On the dance floor.
Yeah.
You get in the water, damn near the same.
All goes away.
I mean, you're doing... Doing the same thing. Just
maybe I need to hear the music when I'm in the water.
Yeah. What was your worm song for dancing?
That's what was missing.
The song would come on, you're like, oh, it's my worm song.
It was from Beverly Hills Cop.
Axel F.
Yeah,
it's Axel F.
I guess Axel F.
Or Rocket.
Rocket.
Herbie Hancock's Rocket.
There it is. That's what it is. Yeah. But Axel F. was also on that soundtrack.
Look up Rocket. Axel F. was, the theme song, I think. Original theme for Beverly Hills Cop?
I think so.
Here's Rocket.
Oh, Herbie Hancock. Was me on the floor.
Good hiding in the pool.
I could do it backwards, too. I did all that. Pop and lock.
Pop and lock. Do you have any video of this? I gotta see that.
Oh, I loved the song so much.
And you did this in front of people, not just
on the cafeteria floor.
Every day, they're like, oh, look, how do you do it?
Yeah, they'd be like, do the worm or the caterpillar or whatever.
You were known in school as the caterpillar girl.
I could do it, yeah. And then I got boobies, and I was like,
the caterpillar that never became a butterfly.
Just a big old moth.
She's still a big larva.
You want to see my chrysalis?
It's a chrysalis, not crystallis. Come on, Heidi.
This is why I'm never a butterfly. Oh, sorry. This is why I'm not a butterfly. stuck in this stupid stage, I guess I'll call it. Just waiting.
Just waiting to blossom.
Maybe one day you'll see it open up and you'll go, oh my God, she's been in there this whole time. Okay. Great.
Yeah, people have been Googling a lot of stuff about the Olympics. They're watching it. They're like, I don't get what's going on here. Like, one of the biggest common questions was, why do divers shower after each dive? I mean, they get out of the pool, they go over to the shower, and they get in the hot tub.
I wonder if it's just to stay warm.
I mean, party!
Maybe I would go to get the chlorine off, but if I'm diving again, what's it matter?
I guess it's not the chlorine.
Okay.
A lot of people thought, yeah, maybe it's the chlorine
off. It's the cold water?
The pool is actually very cold and can make you cramp up. So that's why they take a warm shower and sit in the hot tub between dives, so they don't cramp up. Prevent injury.
Is keeping the water cold better for, I mean, so many people are in it, so they're like, let's not, why couldn't you dive into a warm pool of water?
I'm sure you can.
Yeah, but like, yeah, why not?
But why heat it?
I just thought maybe it's for germ purposes. Like, the cooler it is, it'll be easier to keep clean, but...
Instead of just a giant petri dish cesspool of bacterium.
I mean, it's not like you got to worry about body hair. No, nobody has any. It's not like you're like, oh, it's going to be hairy and gross. It's like, no, they look like pretty clean people.
I don't think warm water is conducive to fast swimming.
Oh, it makes you sleepy?
Yeah, it's like, you start doing that side stroke. It's not even in the Olympics. It's just like, this is like bath stroke.
You know, maybe what I mean? That's what it is,
it's like,
yeah.
You jump in, you're like, yikes, I'm going to get out of here.
I want to get to the other side so I can get out.
This is freezing.
Yeah, you're right.
Whether
yeah, no one
so
sits,
damn fast.
No one sits in an ice bath and it's like, oh, so relaxing. I can fall asleep right now.
Actually, if a pool is too warm, it causes dehydration, overheating, or worse.
Right, you don't want to sweat while you're in the pool.
Huh. That's why I always feel like crap when I am drinking and I get in a hot tub. I can never last more than 10 minutes in a hot tub. If we've been drinking and someone's like, when are you in the hot tub? Hot tub. And I get in the hot tub and I'm like, oh, I feel nauseous and dizzy.
I feel nauseous and dizzy just by your friends.
I know.
Yeah. Like, why am I here? How do I even know you?
You know, friend of a friend.
I think maybe you've had too much, Lisa.
Charla. All right, Charla.
Oh, is it Charla? Mm-hmm. That was how she talks?
It's a friend of a friend. You get wasted. Yeah. Gets naked and wasted. Like,
naked
just like,
and wasted? Maybe just like, I should get to know Charla.
You're just like, oh, we're getting in. Okay.
She a lesbian?
No.
But nope. Is your friend a lesbian? You said she's a friend of a friend, so is a friend that she's a friend of as well, all
no,
a lesbian?
No.
So two straight girls?
Mm-hmm. One married, one not.
Because Charla's not?
Charla's not, no.
She's not.
No. Never has been.
So was she flirting with you and she knew you're lesbian? She's like, mm-hmm.
No, I mean, she is that type. It's like, checking. I've never, but I probably would with you.
Oh, like, my God. That's like the oldest line in the book for a straight girl. Yeah, obviously.
It's like, I never have, but like, I would.
Why didn't you?
I'm in a relationship.
Oh, so this is not before.
No, this is current. This is Charla's in my
so
life.
So Charla's drunk and running around naked in front of you going, I would totally sit on your face, Heidi, if you didn't have that wife over there at the coffee table.
Yeah.
What's your wife think about all that?
She's just like, is Charla coming? And then we're like,
oh, she's that friend? Oh, is Charla coming? Yeah, we're all like, is James going to be there?
She's one of those girls where...
Name your friend who's you always check... Well, it's a friend, but...
It's not
if they show
core.
Up, it's fine. Like, if they don't, no one cares. Name the friend. Like, okay, Charla.
Yes.
Who do you ask if they're going to be there? And it's like, okay, I'll still go.
It's probably Jim.
Jim, okay.
Yeah. John.
John.
Amber.
Eric.
I'm sorry, Stacy.
Oh, Stacy. We all have that friend.
Well, no, with like with Charlotte, in the early part of an afternoon or evening, she's a completely different person when she gets there. Like, I feel like I get, if I get drunk, I'm still me. I'm just a little louder. But I'm still me. My personality doesn't totally change. This girl's like, if you met her in the beginning of the day, you'd never guess, oh, is that one Charlotte? But then...
What's she like when she's sober and dressed?
Who's her up?
Classy?
I wouldn't say classy, but kind of quiet. Doesn't say a whole bunch. And then you get her.
No, she's naked in a hot tub. Begging for a lesbian to kiss her.
4 to 5 Trulies in her. And it's just like a hot tub. And I'm just not really a hot tub person when I'm drinking. I'm not.
So she's really slutty when she's drunk?
I
mean, obviously, she's reserved and quiet, and then she's naked.
Yeah, like that person whose personality totally changes when they drink. It's weird.
Yeah. She's probably allergic to alcohol.
Oh, my God. Is that a thing?
I think it's... Okay. Yeah, I think it is a thing, but I kind of like it. I like the itching and the hives. Other questions when you're watching the Olympics, you're like, why is that happening? Why does one volleyball player have on different colored jersey than the rest of them? You ever see that when you're watching volleyball? And it's like the one short girl's got, like, she's wearing red and all the other girls got blue on. You're like, well, what the hell is she doing? What's that job?
Well, yeah, what is that?
Well, they're the only player who can sub in and replace other players in the back row. They're usually better at defense, like digging stuff out and things like passing the ball and receiving. So they're like that person in the back.
The shorter.
Different jersey. Okay. She never makes it to the front row?
Yeah, can't you tell? It's the shorter.
Never goes to the front row?
I guess not. Because she's not tall enough to get the net to block, maybe. So another she's a
Google
good digger.
Another question is, why is that? What did you say?
She's a good digger.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Why is Russia called ROC? Because Russia got banned for doping, so all their athletes are competing under the name Russian Olympic Committee.
Hey, ROCK in the USA. That's just my taunting. I haven't been in team
but
sports
actually
in a
they're
while.
In they're in Tokyo.
I know, but that didn't work. Oh. ROCK in the TOK. Yeah. Shut up, Heidi. Mm-hmm. Anyway, like I was saying, my friend Charlotte.
Yeah. How many Trulies you in, Charlotte?
2, so far.
So far?
Yeah.
It is early.
Yeah, I like the mango.
And then people want to know how deep the Olympic pool is. There's really no like shallow end into a deep end. It's all deep. They're like, well, how deep is it?
Or it's all shallow. Could all be shallow, really?
I guess depending on how deep it is.
No, but I'm saying if you're just swimming in it and you're not diving in it, it could be 3 feet deep. You're just swimming in it. You don't need to. It doesn't need to be 10 feet deep.
That's why they're Googling, because they see the people jump in and they're like, it looks all the same depth. There's no shallow end.
I understand.
And deep end.
I understand.
Do you get it?
I do now.
All right.
Yeah.
The Olympic pool is 10 feet deep, and in diving cases, it's 16 feet deep. Mm. So yeah, so they can dive and not break their necks.
Sure. Career over.
But it's never like your home pool where you have your 3 foot end and then your deep end. Nothing like that.
No slide, nothing. So boring.
Olympic sliding is being considered for next year.
Can't wait.
Slide dancing. Mm. Slide diving.
But it's a dry slide. How good are you?
Oh, yeah.
And it's made of metal. It's actually, you're going to do it at the park.
Is the difficulty going to be lying on your back? You know, that head first on your back on a slide? Difficulty level 9.6. Instead of just going straight down with your hands in the air. Oh my God, he's going down backwards.
This is unheard of.
He's a daredevil. It's when you do your kid Olympics at home. You don't watch the Olympics, and so you're not encouraging your kids to watch the Olympics, Eric. But
no.
I mean, as far as... You know, most everybody else who's patriotic is that, yeah, when you got little kids, it's like, let's watch the Olympics and maybe get a little, you know, patriotic pride here. And we'll go out in the yard and have our own Olympic games and you just make up games in the yard and have your own.
Well, we do that all the time. We don't need the Olympics to be physical.
They've had American Ninja Warrior.
Personal trainer wife. Yeah. They watch American Ninja Warrior every single week. My 2-year-old is obsessed.
How's that not in the Olympics?
I know.
It's insane, Frank, and they keep adding more difficult things.
Olympic Ninja Warrior.
It should be. It absolutely should be. They are at the top of their game.
Seriously.
We do that all the time.
They should be in it. MMA should be a part of it, I think.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
One of the oldest sports is the whole, you know, kicking each other's ass.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I'm patriotic, for the record. I love my country. It's the greatest country in the world.
Because you don't give a damn about the Olympics. Most people watch it because it's like, hey, it's every 4 years, and it gives you a little patriotic pride. It's like, okay.
Yeah, of course I want America to win. I just don't watch.
Yeah.
I just don't watch.
So you don't support the athletes
that
have been giving up most of their freedoms
Well, they're not doing it.
Get in the pool every damn day.
For me to watch. They don't care if I watch. They're doing it because they're competitors and they want to win and they want the gold.
They want that American flag raised.
Exactly.
You don't understand. It's like they put on those damn masks for the flag to be raised. And then as soon as they get off the podium, they take it off and get pictures. But I got to.
Because it's when all eyes are on.
You're on camera and this is your moment. But I guess it's good for those people who didn't know the words. Did you see those athletes? Sometimes they don't know the words.
Talk about not patriotic.
It's like, okay.
Come on.
Well, I guess there's no confidence that you'd win.
Oh, I'm not going to learn it.
Yeah, they're not going to play my anthem.
Yeah.
Do athletes earn money for winning medals? Now, the Olympic Committee does not pay prize money. You just get the medal, but the country that you actually are representing does pay some cash for certain incentives. Oh. Bonus plan if you medal.
Okay.
If Team USA athletes grab a gold, the payday is $37,500. So remember that.
Wow.
When you're thinking you're not making enough down there, $15 an hour at McDonald's full time.
37 grand per gold medal.
For a silver, it's $22,500. Compare that to Singapore. Those Chinese athletes.
Doing it for the love of the game?
No.
No? Oh.
If you get a gold for China, they pay you $737,000. We're paying out $37,000. They're paying $737,000. $700,000 more dollars for a Chinese athlete to win a gold. So when you see
Oh my God.
What's her name? Yang Yufei break the Olympic record for basically, I think that's where our girls got second and third.
Yeah.
She was, the first 50 meters, she was like two lengths ahead. Damn.
She needed that money.
Yeah, she needs some money.
I've been training. I need that cash. Wow.
That's for gold. For silver, in China, you get paid $369,000.
Still very good.
Very good.
And what about
God, that's way more than most people make.
What about bronze?
That doesn't say anything about bronze. Mm. Bronze, you get shot.
Maybe they don't pay for it yet.
No, I don't know about that.
Damn.
You go to the work holiday? No, I don't know.
Make the Nikes.
Australian athletes are on the lower end of the grid. Their gold medalists get $15,000 and silver gets $11,000. But U.S. athletes also receive health insurance, access to top-tier medical facilities, and college tuition assistance. So, well, they get scholarships.
It sounds like it, yeah.
So.
Mm. All right, healthcare, that's pretty good. It's expensive.
Way less than the Chinese are making.
That's why China has more gold than we do currently. We have more medals total, but they've got more gold.
Yeah, one more gold. They're paying out big time.
Yep.
Damn.
Yeah, also China was in the news for something. I think they had, they recently had some talks with Taliban leaders.
Oh, how'd that go? That seems super cash. What's going on?
I saw that. They're buddying up big time, Frank.
Yeah, you know how, like, you know, we got out?
Uh-huh.
And I guess there's a power vacuum, they say. So China met with Taliban. And then I also heard that they are quintupling the size of their nuclear arsenal. So you better start learning Mandarin, folks. Learn to pink out mgoy. I've already started. It means two beers, please.
All right.
That's all I need to know.
Let's all at least learn
I'm
that.
I'm prepared. My lifestyle will not change.
Mm-hmm.
Yours will.
He knows that in every country.
You'll be at the work camp because you don't know one thing in Mandarin. I'll be having two beers.
Oh, no. That's scary as hell.
Rodney mentioned it. The Dusty Hill Rock and Roll Hall of Famer and founding member of ZZ Top dies at 72 years old. Yeah, his bandmates... There's no word yet on the cause of his death. His bandmates Billy Gibbons and Frank Beard said, quote, "We, along with the legions of ZZ Top fans around the world, will miss your steadfast presence, your good nature, and enduring commitment to providing that monumental bottom to the top."
again.
He's going to use the same tribute for Eric.
Yeah, he's a monumental bottom.
To the top.
Best bottom I know, Eric.
You know what he says when he's on the bottom? Got a lot of
nice girls. If I'm going to be a bottom, I'd rather be the best bottom.
Power bottom, baby.
That's right.
I will never settle for second. For number two.
Yeah, you are settling for number two, really, but... We will forever be connected to that blue shuffle and sea. You'll be missed greatly, amigo.
That sucks.
Dusty wasn't ZZ Top's original bass player. He joined just before they recorded their debut album in 1971, but he, Billy, and Frank remained a solid lineup. To the end. The band churned out classics in the 70s like LaGrange, Tush, and Cheap Sunglasses. Then I remember them mostly in the 80s in MTV, and they were all over there with
Sharp Dress Man.
Legs. I love the Legs video. Sharp Dress Man, obviously. Give me all your loving.
They're excellent.
Oh, yeah. I remember this. The girls took the other girl, like, to like give her a makeover, and then she just gets all hot. Taking the car around, ZZ Top's car. Getting tossed the keys for Sharp Dressed Man. You're like, oh, hell yeah. In 2010, Dusty actually talked about what he wanted on his tombstone. So it may sound morose, but you never get younger. I'm coming up with some ideas and then rejected them all. It says, there's an inscription, a wooden marker over a grave in Boot Hill that says, here lies Lester Moore, four slugs from a 44, no less, no more. It's like, I like humor in that. So who knows what he's going to put on his tombstone, but he's been thinking about it for a while. He really missed. Oh, also, another death. Iconic infomercial pitch man Ron Popeil dies at 86. He'll be buried in a pocket casket.
We're just going to set him and forget him. But wait, there's more. Actually, no. Nah.
No. No. No, there's not more.
No.
All right, if you're a basketball fan for the NBA, the 2021 NBA draft will be held in person tonight and be aired on ABC or ESPN at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. So if you're looking for your
sports fix,
for your little sports fix, you're not Olympics like Eric, then you can watch the NBA draft tonight. All right, let's get some traffic, Aki.
That's a traffic update. I'm Kathy Moses, 95.5 KLOS.
If you celebrate your birthday today here on Thursday, July 29th, you celebrate with the following famous people. Old Danger Mouse is turning 44. Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Well, let's see. Wanya Morris, Boyz II Men, 48.
See that harmony?
All through the night.
I'm so obsessed with harmony, but I can't do it.
James Otto, country singer, turning 48.
Let me wrap my arms around you. You know you don't want to leave this room.
Sexy.
Unless she's saying no. Oh, let me wrap my arms around you. Hold you against your will inside this room.
Well, that's a different version.
Yeah, you're not hearing her side of the song.
I really can't stay.
Let me wrap my arms around you. You know you don't want to leave this room.
I really must go.
No shit, no red skin. Back in the
old you, darling girl. I just got started loving you.
Ain't that right, precious? What
can I say? Will Wheaton. Turning 49, old Wesley Crusher on Star Trek Next Generation, or Gordy in Stand By Me.
Yeah.
another country singer, superstar Martina McBride, turning 55.
Let freedom ring. Let the white dove sing.
That's her side of the story. As she escapes, let freedom ring.
Let the white dove sing. Yeah, I'm out of here.
When the FBI showed up, Clarice. Alexandra Paul, Stephanie on Baywatch.
Oh, yes.
Turning 58.
She's got a twin sister. One's lesbian, one's not. I don't know if the one on Baywatch was lesbian. They're identical twins, though.
Yeah, she wasn't.
She wasn't the one.
Okay. No, not the one on Baywatch.
All right.
I think that was the one Deadliest Catch. Geddy Lee, Rush legend, turning 68.
Today's song, so he gets high on you. When the space he invades, he gets by on you.
And the inspiration for Heidi's sexual dong, Roz Kelly, is turning 78.
Is that Pinky Tuscadero?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Pinky Tuscadero from Happy Days is 78 years old. What she looks like now?
She was the
she
coolest.
She looks 48 dating
well,
the Fonz.
I know.
Back then.
Well, yeah, they were all supposed to be teenagers, and none of them were.
No,
just
hell
like
no.
Just like 90210. It's like, what are you, 30?
In honor of Pinky Tuscadero. That's what you
That's right, yes, right.
Tony Sirico, Polly Walnuts on The Sopranos, is turning 79 years old. And today is National Chili Dog Day.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe this is finally the year that John Mellencamp learns how to eat one correctly.
Right, very clever.
Mm-hmm. Who does that besides John Mellencamp? What a weirdo. How do you have a girlfriend when he starts doing that in front of her? I mean, my Bobby Brooks slacks would be extra tight. I'd be like, look, make sure these things aren't coming off with Mr. Sucking on a chili dog.
I don't even understand that.
I don't know.
I mean, maybe.
Either.
Yeah, I don't.
All right. It's also National Lasagna Day, but we got to take a quick break. We're going to come right back.
Live from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Talk about Roz Kelly, Pinky Tuscadero from Happy Days, and then Heidi named one of her sex toys Pinky Tuscadildo.
Yeah, because it was really hot, like a hot pink.
Double dong.
Yeah. Carpool.
And
ride share.
Yesterday, I don't know if it was in the news or maybe in 2021, told you about an armed thief who tried to rob a sex shop. And got beaten with an 18-inch double dong.
Oh, that's
from
right. Yes,
the, the lady who was working behind the counter.
Yeah, we saw video of it. It was hysterical. Yeah. It's if you put Benny Hill music to it, it's hilarious.
Right? Did we do that? Did we put Benny
we
Hill music?
We just did it in our head.
yeah, we should do that. That's a TikTok. Yeah, I'm in Russia.
Or it'd be Curb Your Enthusiasm music too. That would also work. Modern day.
He pulled out a small knife. He brought a knife to a dong fight.
You never do that. Come on.
Told the cashier to give him the money in the register. Instead, she reached under the counter, pulled out an 18-inch flesh-colored sex toy. Flesh-colored. Really? In this day and age?
Come on, try
this
to be...
woke world of colored dildos, you call that flesh? Started beating him over the head with it. The security footage, the whole thing that we're watching right now, hasn't been verified by police yet.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God. I might have saw this on an episode of Benny Hill.
Oh my Lord, that thing is huge. Well, how many inches?
It's 18 inches. Oh, yeah, probably the same one you got.
No, that's way too big.
No, but I mean, that's
for each two. Take nine? They can't do that.
Well, I mean, you don't have to kiss.
No, that's the whole point is that you meet in the middle and then you.
Oh, really? I guess, yeah. I guess in that point,
it's too much.
In that case, you would.
You... That's too big.
It's kind of comical.
God, that is hilarious. That's like a gag.
You see people that are, you know, married and, you know, they're having this regular missionary sex. Like, you can see, like, Johnny and his wife. You're like, okay.
Yeah.
They're having sex. Eric and his wife are like, okay, I guess I could see him having sex, or me and my wife, or Jordan and his girlfriend, with you and your wife. And you're like, oh, yeah, we got this whole arsenal. So we have to imagine you with that thing with your wife. And so it becomes comical for us.
That's comical to me, too.
You can't even do the butterfly. And you somehow can figure out how you and your girl are going to.
Well, thank God she can.
A little more complicated than what we're doing.
But. Thank God she can. It just becomes missionary when you think about it. That's it. That's all it is.
Really?
Sure.
No.
100%. Yes.
There's no way I'm doing it like that.
Yes, 100%. You've got some. I've got some. Either I'm on top or you're on top.
The thing is curving around? I thought you said you were going like this.
Yeah, so what? Look, on top.
You could use that thing in any position.
You have some. I have some. And now we meet in the middle. Mm-hmm. And we're both moving. And it's in all the right spots.
See, like I said, I can picture everybody else doing that.
Yeah.
I pictured it a totally different way with you two.
Huh.
I pictured it like this.
Yeah, that's how I pictured it as well. But like now that. I get this. This
no,
makes
this is just
like,
sense.
Yeah, you here, and I'll go like here, and then we'll meet in the middle.
Nope.
No?
No.
Well, y'all try that.
Wow. I mean, we've...
Seems good.
Yeah.
Or you're like this,
butt to butt.
What are we, a couple of golden retrievers in the front yard?
Well, let's get the hose out. That's what it looked like.
Wow, this blows my mind.
Yeah, no,
it's
no.
Oddly
it's,
romantic.
It's like same as you guys.
So it's U-shaped.
No, it's bendable. But
both here.
Yeah. It's, okay. I've got, it bends a little. So now I've got some. It doesn't usually go this way. It's her that has it, but I'll be me.
Yeah.
Now I've got some. And right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Now she's on the bed.
Yeah.
And there you go. And now we're both on the bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, so things making a C shape.
No.
It has to be. Anatomy wise, I was keeping the thing straight.
Yeah.
In every scenario that I had going, it was straight.
Yeah. It can.
You have it like, at least you have it like bending somehow. I never bend the damn thing. But then I guess it was. Look, based on the video, I think it's pretty bendy and floppy. Beating the hell out of the guy with it. Yeah. So if you aren't a VIP, go to become a VIP because we got the footage there with Benny Hill music. It's quite hilarious.
And every time we break one of our toys, I'm going to hear the damn Benny Hill music.
Yeah. You break them? It's because you're bending them wrong.
They spill lube on the ground. Somebody open up a package of lube and just spill it all over.
It's very slippery floor, yeah.
Let's hope that's lube on the floor of the sex shop.
Oh, God.
Yeah, she chased him through the store and out the front entrance. It's not clear if the cops tracked him down. But the question right now, 818-955-2955, is have you ever been assaulted by an unusual object?
Mm.
Or maybe you use an odd item to defend yourself. Like whatever was there, people are grabbing stuff, and in the heat of the moment, I mean, I did this topic many, many years ago. It's how old the topic is that somebody calling the show and saying that they had a VCR thrown at them.
Oh, wow.
That's how old and how long I've been on the air. But yeah, like things like that. Like what were you assaulted with? It's not like the typical, you know, like, okay, you had it as a weapon, but it was used as one.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the double dong there wasn't supposed to be used as a weapon. But it was used as one. So have you ever been assaulted by an unusual object or maybe you used an odd item to defend yourself? Call now, 818-955-2955. The weirdest items that became weapons.
My brother threw a... Let's talk about old story, because I don't think these are in cars anymore either.
Right.
Cigarette lighter in the car. You push it in, gets it hot. He was my mom's Chevy Cavalier. I don't even know what we were fighting about, but he locked it in. And then was like, hideous. That was he called me hideous. Still calls me hideous. And because I was like, he'd throw stuff at me. And in order for me not to get hit in the head, I would have to be very good at catching. So he was like, hideous. And he tossed it at me. And I was like, ah!
You caught
I caught the freaking car cigarette lighter on my hands.
Because he knew you'd catch it.
He knew I'd catch it.
Brilliant.
He's a jackass.
But
see,
he knew you'd catch it.
He knew I'd catch it, and I'm quite certain that he'd still do the same thing today. We were probably 13. He was, I don't know, 16. But I'm pretty convinced that if I go back today, he's like, hey, yes. And I'd be like, what? And he'd throw something. I would do that. And he'd be like, stupid.
He could throw you a dog turd and you'd catch it.
That's it. That's just my.
He knows that about you now.
It was either that or hideous. I don't look. And then I get hit in the head with something, which had happened. And then I had to learn to just turn and catch no matter what it was.
Anybody else get hit with something that was unusual or use something to hit somebody else with it?
I went to the hospital because my brother swung around the original Nintendo remote. Johnny, I sent you a picture.
Frank, you're so lucky you don't have a brother. They're the worst things on the planet.
They're terrible.
They're and horrible.
They get all the bitches love. Too.
Well, they are. I don't know about that because I don't have a sister.
Because they'll hit you with something, and then they'll go run and cry to your mom, like you probably did all the time. But your mom is like, I know you're probably faking it because you're a little actress, and Darren's a sweetheart.
Yeah, Mom, I burned myself with the car lighter.
Yeah, women are the instigators, and they run to the cops and go, I'm a girl.
I did nothing.
No, my brother did the exact same thing, and he's a male. He would go, who are they going to believe, you or their little angel?
Yeah, he was the younger brother, so he was a total.
Yeah, but he swung this remote around, which had hard corners on it, and he swung it around like a lasso.
Ooh.
And then slapped me in the head with it.
Oh,
and
yeah,
the corner opened up my head and just blood.
That must be why they make them sort of rounder and softer these days.
Yeah.
So what do you tell your parents? That you were doing it? You were like swinging it around over your head and hit yourself in the
exactly,
face?
Exactly, yeah. He said, I didn't do that. Look, I'm all the way over here.
I'm all the way over here.
It's got a cord on it, you idiot.
Oh, brothers are the worst.
But they believed him.
Yeah, devils. Of course they did.
Hello, Robert.
Yes, sir.
All right. What's your unconventional weapon story?
It was like a coin tray, jewelry tray that my grandmother gave me. It was like 6 inches in the shape of a heart. It was like solid looking silver. And my ex-wife and I were arguing, and she picked it up. And she told me, F your grandma, who she had never met. And she threw it at me, and it went. I ducked it, and it went through my drywall.
Ooh,
stuck
that
would
have been your head.
It left a hole. Like the exact like a disc shaped hole.
So she threw
wall.
It like a ninja throwing
like
star,
like a frisbee.
Oh. Wow!
Damn.
That's the thing about women too, is that you know like Heidi can't do you know butterfly stroke, but if a woman wants to throw something, they're like ninja accurate with.
That's
it.
Right.
It's like you could play a frisbee with her. She's like, I can't. Yes, piss her off. Right at your head.
If you want to play frisbee,
just piss her off and play frisbee. You don't have to go chasing it.
If your head is the target, we got you every time.
Hello, Avery.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Unconventional weapon. What was used?
So you get to pick. I remembered one. It was either a ping pong paddle or I got thrown a 6 foot ladder in my face. Which one do you want?
Ooh.
Let's go ping pong paddle.
Yeah.
So this was in like sixth grade, and I was playing with these kids in the recess. And one of them decides, I don't know why he had a ping pong paddle, but he did. And he decided to throw like a frisbee at me from like maybe 50 feet away. And I didn't see it coming, and the thing nailed me right between the eyes, knocks me down, puts my, like, I don't know, half-inch gash in my forehead. And this is right when, like, the older kids are coming out to recess to do lunch. And I see a teacher, and I look down, and my shirt is covered in blood. And I see a teacher just sprinting at me, picks me up like a damsel in distress. And next thing I know, I think I blacked out because I'm looking up and I just see like a bright light up in my face. And I was
Jesus,
in the office and there's like four people staring at me, like opening my head. I had no clue what happened. I'm like, okay.
So where's the ping pong paddle?
So I end up getting like.
He flung it at him.
Oh, no, that was what hit me.
Like he threw it like a frisbee.
Yeah.
From 50 feet away.
Yeah.
Wow, that's quite the accurate.
It was an impressive shot.
Yeah, definitely. All right, Avery, thank you so much. All right, stay on hold. It'll be the unusual weapon face-off. Mm. He almost took his face off.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a ping-pong paddle so far. Let's see. Dell is next. Hello, Dell.
Hey, Frank. How's it going?
Unconventional weapon. What was used?
It was Christmas Eve night on a Hollywood Boulevard. Few friends of mine were up there. We were partying pretty hard and got into a brawl with like six or seven other guys. And the only thing around we could fight with was all the leftover Christmas trees at a Christmas tree lot. We just picked them up and started swinging them.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
Hold them from the pointy end.
Holding them from the pointy end, so you're swinging the big, the base.
Swinging the trunk around.
Wow. And then they were old Christmas trees, so probably really hard. You know, they really hurt.
They were like Charlie Brown. All the branches were falling off. And
so did you make any good contact with it? Or did everybody had a tree in their hand, you kind of laughed and all went home? Merry Christmas.
I ended up using it like a joust, just ramming them with it, to swing at it.
Joust. All right, Dale, you stay on hold. You're definitely in the running.
It's so. Like the weapon of opportunity. That was usually what your mom did, too, when she wanted to get your attention.
That's really what this is.
Yes, yeah, just a weapon, like, no!
It's whatever's there. I mean, she was working in a sex store and there was a dong right there. You start swinging it.
Yeah.
You're by a Christmas tree lot. You start swinging it. Don't know why this kid had a ping pong paddle on the playground, but yeah, he threw it. Let's see. Ryan, unconventional weapon, what was used?
Hi, guys.
Hi, Ryan.
So I have parents that are divorced, and I was about 12 or 13 years old, and I was riding my bike from my mom's house to my dad's house to go hang out with him for the day. And I'm riding my bike down this hill, and a massive full big gulp hits me right in the head, knocks me off my bike, and I just sat there crying for about 10 minutes, and I didn't know what the hell to do. I just sat there crying. So
somebody threw it out a car window and didn't see a kid behind them?
No, they saw the kid.
I think they just thought it would be funny, and they hit me right in the head with a massive big gulp.
So they were driving by you, coming towards you, or driving along the same direction you were going?
They were driving with me, so I didn't even see a car coming. A big gulp just hit me directly in the head.
All right, stay on hold, Ryan. You are definitely in the running for unconventional weapons.
Hey, guys. Oh, big gulps, huh? All right. Well, see you later.
See. Tony on line one. All right, Tony, what was used on you as an unconventional weapon?
All right. So I was sitting on the couch, and I had to ask my wife what was going on. She said, oh, you're probably being an a-hole. And I just remember a package of tortillas hit me in the side of the head.
She threw him like a frisbee.
Well, I mean, that didn't really hurt, though, did it?
His ego.
No. Then another time, we were getting in an argument, and she picked up the table and threw it in and landed on my foot, and I still have the scar. So,
are you guys still together, just out of curiosity?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's right here with me at work.
Spicy.
We're in love.
We're in love. I love that. All right, Tony, stay on hold. You're definitely in the running, so a tortilla. Tortillas and tables. Let's see. Jennifer. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Jennifer. Jennifer.
Talking about unconventional weapons. What was used?
I actually, as a kid, my brother and sister used to pick on me all the time. And so I would just use random things as weapons. And one time I threw a Dr. Scholl's wood clog at my sister's head.
Oh, I remember those. Yeah. Those were weapons.
You remember
weapons.
Those?
Uh-huh.
They were outrageous, yeah. And then I also used to use a baton.
Oh, yeah.
Did you make contact with the clog, or she ducked?
Oh, no, I totally made contact.
Atta girl.
How old were you at the time?
Gosh, I was probably maybe like
7 years old, and just ripped that
Were they
clog.
Your clogs or your mom's clogs?
Mom's clogs.
It was my mom.
I was
going to
say,
mom.
A seven-year-old and Dr. Scholl's clogs.
I remember those big-ass clogs. My bus driver wore those.
That's not good.
Yeah, they were horrible.
Oh, no. I wondered how she did it. I mean, she barely had like a toe of the clog pushing on the gas. I'm like, how is she even doing that? And she would threaten us. Like, if the bus was acting up, she'd take off one of her clogs. She'd look back and she'd go, I'll throw this clog back there. And I'd be like, okay.
And your mom had them, so you knew they were hard and they were going to hurt. You're like,
hers had, like, chips and chunks out of it because she would toss it back there. And it'd hit the window or something, take a chunk out of her clog.
She'd and then she had to pass it back up here. I need my shoe.
Yeah, pass it back up here. I can't push the gas unless I got it. All right, Sam.
Hey, Heidi.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say it's hilarious because every, like, neurotic psychosis thing that you have, I have the same exact thing.
Yeah, isn't it fun being us?
It's fun. It's absolutely fun. So every time I listen to you guys, I'm always like, oh, my God.
That's
you know, she and I have experienced the same horrible
I'm glad
abuse.
You connect with Heidi's psychosis. To
That's
listen
right.
To
yeah. Whatever it takes. We need women.
Exactly. No.
Well, I'm glad we don't have that many. It means they're not all psycho.
Thank you.
Stay on hold, Jennifer.
Oh, thanks, Jen.
the same chick to like, what in the hell?
Yeah, I'm not listening to that.
Can't listen to this crap. Let's see. Number two pencil.
Oh yeah, I've got graphite in my leg from that.
From who, your brother again?
Mm-hmm.
My God.
I told you, he's a jackass.
Textbook was used.
Ooh.
Skateboard.
Damn.
I could imagine, well, yeah, skateboard, you got that. That just becomes the weapon. Textbook, though. An apple. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, good morning.
Tell us how you use an apple as a weapon.
Well, I didn't use the apple. My father used the apple. I was 15, and I wasn't very keen on following the rules, and we get into it quite a bit. And the closest thing he had to him was a fruit basket, and he picked up an apple, and he hurled this thing like a baseball at me. Luckily, I had quick reflexes and dodged it, but it exploded on the wall behind me.
And you never acted up again. That was the day.
And then what happened?
No, a few days later, he headbutted me, and I ran away for the rest of my life.
Oh. Whoa.
It was dysfunctional.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Do you ever eat applesauce?
No, I don't like applesauce too much.
Not right, imagine, no.
You stay at home.
Reminds me
of
dear old.
Reminds you of the paint on the wall.
Daddy.
All right, so I think we have our contestants here. We got Tony on line one. He was the table and tortillas.
Oh, right.
Still with her. They're madly in love. They're right now working together.
Hmm. Man.
Avery got hit in the head with that ping pong paddle when he was a kid.
Great
about
school.
50 feet, throwing like a frisbee. Dell got into a brawl on Hollywood Boulevard with Christmas trees that were being thrown out. Mm-hmm. I mean, after Christmas. Ryan got hit in the head with a big gulp because he was riding his bicycle. Somebody tossed it out the window, nailed him perfectly in the head, knocked him off his bike. He cried for 10 minutes. Jennifer was the clog. She picked up her mom's clog, threw it at her sister, and hit her in the head.
Oh, yeah.
Then Ryan had an apple thrown at his head by his father, who later headbutted him, and then he ran away and never moved back. So, unconventional weapons. Who takes the crown?
I gotta say, for me, it's the big goal. Because this is the surprise factor. There's no happier moment when you're a kid than out riding your bike.
Freedom.
Freedom. I'm happy riding my bike, and I'm attacked by a big gulp. I didn't even see coming.
Oh. All right.
For me, that's...
How's it going, big gulp?
Yeah,
I was assaulted by an ex-girlfriend by a large movie theater soda at one point, so I could completely understand Ryan right there with the big gulp.
Get hit in the head.
I'm going Ryan.
Yeah.
Got another big gulp.
Nah, there's the Anchorman situation of a street brawl and they pick up Christmas trees. I mean, that's really using what you got.
Right.
We don't know if they won the fight, but they had the trees at least.
Eric?
The mental image of that big gulp hitting a child on a bike and then him going, he said, I didn't know what else to do, so I just cried for 10 minutes.
He's like 10 years old. Obviously, the people in the car are at least 16. I mean, they're, if not older. Oh, my God.
And I do like the Christmas trees because they actually turn them into weapons, mm-hmm. like strategically grab the pointy end so you could swing the thick end.
And there were multiple uses of this unconventional.
As a javelin.
Jousting. Not a javelin, you joust with
That's
it.
Right, yeah.
Oh, actually turned it into an actual weapon.
Yep. That was,
mimicking other weapons.
That's unconventional.
The big gulp, as funny as it is.
Oh, man.
I'd have to go with...
You buy big gulps from a convenience store, which is actually conventional. So that makes it out of the running because it's not technically unconventional.
Damn, Jordan.
Wow, Jordan. All right. So in that case, based off that argument, Dell, you won.
Good job.
Dell, the Christmas tree brawl got you the prize. And you're going to see a great brawl this Saturday, July 31st at the Forum. It's going to be Bellator MMA, Patricio Pitbull versus AJ McKee, okay?
He's in shock.
Stan Holt.
Can't believe it's happening. Never thought that story would win him a prize.
I know. Never thought it would.
Mm.
All right, let's get a look at traffic. What's going on, Heather?
Nobody escapes.
Heidi. Heidi and Frank.
There's no escaping them.
More Heidi and Frank now
on 95.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank show. He's going to talk about unconventional weapons. A lot of text coming in. You can always text the show. Text HF and then your comments to 68683. 626 says, the big gulp or any cup filled hurts like hell.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it's like a hard plastic.
Let's see. Mom used to spank me with a garden hose.
Ooh.
Let's see.
It may have been abuse.
My dad threw an old school phone receiver at me in the 80s, and the cord saved me from getting hit in the face by recoiling.
Oh.
And taking a chunk out of the wall.
Yeah, it's, again, it's a weapon of opportunity when you're pitched. Like, don't get over here.
Somebody said, my dad threw a whole cooked turkey at me during Thanksgiving. Yeah, what's the story behind that? I mean, you ruined Thanksgiving. Dad's picking up the whole cooked turkey. And,
That he spent, like, mom or him spent all day. Like, that's the star of the show. You know, spend most of your time.
Yeah, like getting hit with your girlfriend's giant soda at the movies. I mean, that's her drink. She's giving up something that's going to give her sustenance and pleasure to hit you with it. So what the hell did you do?
Honestly, I can't even remember.
And that's part of the problem.
I cannot remember. I was working at the time, and I was the manager of the movie theater. And
with all the bragging.
I was wearing a suit.
Ooh.
Looked nice. And, it took a large, I think it was root beer.
You
took
cheated.
A large root beer right to the chest.
So you're probably left over there flirting with some girls, getting movie tickets, and you're like, hey, girls, I got some tickets here. If you want to go see
Honestly, wasn't. You know, it was probably something absolutely small. It was an abusive relationship.
Oh,
really?
She was very abusive, towards me. I remember one time we were driving down the road, and she got mad at me for something. Started punching me in the side of the face while I'm driving.
I never understood that.
I'm talking like MMA punch. Like, it was bad.
How long did you stay with this abusive person?
I think it was maybe like a year.
Yeah?
Year, yeah.
Ugh.
Eric, you were in an abusive relationship too, weren't you?
I was. I mean, emotionally, sure. But
no, I thought you were physically abused by someone with that big tall girl.
Well, no, she wanted me to abuse her, Frank.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't know how to do that.
You give her my number.
She had been through every sexual scenario
he
you
will
could possibly
emotionally destroy.
No, if she wants it, I'll give it to her.
No, I don't know if you could do the stuff she wanted.
What'd she want?
She had a sex swing. She
yes, I could.
With a bunch of women.
Was she the one that wanted the knife? A knife
yes,
to
she
her
wanted
throat?
A knife to
totally
her neck.
Totally could do that.
Mm. But
no,
she lived
couldn't.
With a bunch of girls.
I could hold a knife to your throat. I'm not going to kill her.
You could not.
I totally could.
That's when you get all worked up.
I know how to handle knives and blades. I'm not going to worry about, like, slip and poke right through the ear
hole. Get all worked up and in the moment, and, you know, what do you... See, I would probably hold the not sharp side, you know?
Right.
A butter knife to her throat? That doesn't quite do it.
Well, I don't know.
She needs a big old Bowie knife.
No way. Then you get worked up in the moment. That's how. That's why datelines exist.
It turns out that sex play went a little too far.
No, that's when he wanted to kill her. They're blaming it on sex play.
Mm-hmm. No, this girl wanted ropes, but not... She wanted them on her neck and stuff. I don't... And I was completely a virgin. So I had no idea how to navigate. I just...
But how about now? You're not a virgin now. Do you think you could, you know, say your lady says, hey, I'd like to get, you know, a bungee cord around my neck.
I would do anything with my wife once because I love her. But no, it wouldn't get me going. Yeah. Torturing a woman is not a sexual...
It gets her going.
If it did, then I would try it for her.
Right,
of course I would.
And you're a giver.
Yes, of course. But this girl had she lived with a bunch of female roommates, and they had a sex room, Frank, where they would start drinking their seltzers or whatever, and they would go, so you want to go in there?
I don't believe this. Where is this place?
I think it was Myrtle Beach.
Oh, this
she
is
moved to Myrtle
far.
Beach for a while to have, like, this sex dungeon.
She was bisexual, right? That's the bisexual one?
Mm. Or pansexual. I mean, anything.
She'd have a skillet.
You actually went into the sex dungeon.
I didn't go. She told
you never
me.
Saw the room.
No, because she had just gotten back from Myrtle Beach, just moved
back
to Tennessee.
Did it have one of those
Tennessee.
Big, like, leaning X's where you strap somebody to it? What
That's what
called?
She said. Yeah, that and a sex swing and then a bunch of devices.
Yeah, I couldn't get into any of that either. I really couldn't.
But all the girls, they would do it. They would just trade. They would go, me and you today? Me and you? Okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what about the three of us? You want the three of us today?
Where's We've never this place again?
Are you looking for a timeshare in Myrtle Beach?
Maybe.
Well, I'm a real estate investment.
A little multifamily.
Mm-hmm. She's like, so can I be your first?
Oh, no.
I would have
can you
no
imagine
idea.
Getting your virginity taken by four pansexual women inside of the sex dungeon.
But maybe
that's a way better story than the one we got from you.
But then maybe the rest of your sex life is downhill. Like, yeah, you don't want to go there because then you're like, well, now the next time I just banged girl missionary in the back of my car.
It's like learning how to drive in SpaceX. Like, I've never driven a car.
So you're saying never
do
anything exciting because you'll always be disappointed by the rest of your life.
This is what I'm saying.
Really, except for the woman who stays home, sits on a couch all day long after this job.
I do. I plop my big fat ass on a couch and I do not move.
It's either that or your big fat ass on the Peloton and you move a little bit.
I move a lot. How dare you? That's the meanest
just
thing.
Just your lower half.
No, upper half too.
You gotta move the upper
arm
half.
Arm workout too.
How do you do that?
You weights and stuff while you're.
Do the weights come with it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Meaning your big fat ass on the couch, meaning you don't choose to go out anyplace. Like,
my happy place is home, so I try to be at my happy place. You like a bar, that's your happy place.
If you don't know what's more exciting than your home, then I guess your couch is going to be the most exciting thing you've ever seen. That's what I'm saying.
I've been to some places.
You have to go and experience.
And some people's happy place is a crowded, crazy loud concert. That is their... They're almost zen.
Yeah, but at least you went. Like, that would be getting the bungee cord around your neck. Where you're like, you know what? Tried it.
Yeah.
Nah.
It's not for me. And some people are like, that is my...
But you might dig it.
Happy place.
You might dig it.
The bungee cord around my neck?
No. Meaning, you went to the concert to see if you'd enjoy it. Then you realize you don't like it. Never go back. But you got to try the concert once.
Sure.
Go to a live show.
Sure. And you go, it's not my thing. We're not all alike. It's not my thing. Yeah, sure.
But if you go to a live show and you like live music, doesn't mean you're going to stop listening to music on, streaming or on the radio. Because,
it's only once in a while.
It's so exciting. Much more exciting when it's live. Well, I can't go back to listening to music on the radio.
Well.
No, you still can.
I think, to sort of bust your argument there, your son's, not that you want to talk about your son's sex life, but what.
Whoa, what's happening?
Okay.
I'm curious what you know about it.
How Eric grew up. Well, here's what I do know. How you grew up, how I grew up with images that were hard to come by. If you wanted to, you had to go try to steal a cousin's magazine to see a nipple. So you didn't need a whole lot of stimulation because, oh my God, I just saw a nipple. You hand your son a Playboy and he's going to be like, yeah. Okay, what? Because he has his phone. He can see anything. Mm-hmm. So it just takes more stimulus to get. You could show me something and I'd be like, whoa, my God.
That's the argument for porn addiction where it's like, you're just going to keep going in the rabbit holes where you watch so much porn you can't even get excited when you're with a woman anymore. Nope. That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not true. No, that's what ugly women say.
Well, then they're doctors who release studies about this.
Yeah, ugly women doctors.
No, but it's a stimulus thing where you're like,
he just couldn't get it up for me because he's addicted to porn. No, you're ugly.
Stop.
And you're not attractive.
No.
Those studies have proven that it fires your synapses over and over and over.
You need more
and
more.
Fast forward, Frank.
Yeah.
If you could.
Yeah, I'm fast forwarding the next person in real life because you're ugly and not attractive. It's not that I'm addicted to porn. You just don't do it for me.
But in porn, you can go, I don't need all the story. I don't need the buildup. I'm going to go right to the intercourse. I don't like that position. I'm going to move on to this position. Ooh, I like that. I'll stay there for a minute.
But when we were
fast
kids.
Fast forward to the end.
So you're saying that the Tinder and all the dating apps, the hookup apps, are ruining it because you're basically skipping the plot of life to get to the sex.
It probably is making it more difficult to go up to a woman in a bar and have a real conversation. Sure. Absolutely.
No,
if you can swipe, why would you ever learn how to have conversation?
I think it's complete honesty. It's like, okay, you're here, I'm here, this is what we want. Great. We don't have to go to the movies and see Johnny in a tuxedo.
His wet, slice-covered tuxedo. Oh, I'm sorry, root beer. My bad.
I got to disagree with Eric too, because I enjoyed that beginning of the porn where that you kind of have the plot going on. Like,
that's
what's
what you're disagreeing on?
And
this whole conversation.
I really hate the fact that they don't wrap it up at the end. I mean, it kind of after they're done, they just fade out. And you're like, well, wait a second.
Yeah.
Did he go back to work afterwards?
Oh, yeah. Well, you kind of have a girl brain on that. Because I would be like that, too. I'd be like, I kind of like the buildup of are they or aren't they? I mean, they are, but you still wonder if they're going to. And then afterwards, it's like.
It just fades out. And you're like,
did he stay? Did they have dinner?
What was the awkward conversation they had afterwards?
Where's this going?
You didn't ever do that. You skipped right to the porn, to the porny porn parts.
True.
You weren't worried about the storylines. Not like Johnny was.
Well, I just don't like bad acting. If I can get something with some decent acting, which maybe you find more, not in regular porn, but more softcore stuff, which is a little better acting. I just can't stand bad acting, and I can't get over it. And I can't, I just, oh, yeah, oh, I just, and lesbian porn is the worst, because then it's just a lot of long fingernails and tongue flicking. And I go, that you would never get anywhere near me with those hands. You have long, what? So that's like porn that's made for, I don't know who.
So you're
not
saying,
lesbians.
So you're saying any woman who has long fingernails who claims to be a lesbian is a liar?
No. I'm just guessing they're not into the things. They couldn't please me in a way I like to be pleased. Yeah. That's all I'll say.
So they could please you in other ways, right?
I mean, I suppose so. But then I'm still going to be lacking the one thing I really enjoy. But you're not getting anywhere near that.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Not going to get anywhere near me with those things. Mm. Very dangerous.
This is very discriminatory on the fake nails.
Oh, 100%. Come at me.
Cancel culture.
Cancel culture.
I wouldn't tease him.
Heidi's against lesbian with long nails. Oh, Glad's coming for me.
The girls with the Lee Press-On hooves are coming after you.
Kramer?
They're coming after you.
Oh, my Lord.
Don't eat the pork, Heidi.
Mm, I don't.
Let's see. Where were we going with that? Oh, it was unconventional weapons?
Yeah.
Oh.
Throwing a turkey. So, oh, one of the story behind the story of why.
What happened to you?
How'd
abusive
you
relationships.
Yeah, abusive Eric relationships and Eric's sex swings and stuff. And that's how we got here.
Mm-hmm.
But getting back to where I was going, I mentioned earlier that Chinese officials reportedly met with Taliban leaders. Analysts say the move is an effort to fill the power vacuum that was left by the U.S. withdrawal. So, like, they're all buddy-buddying up now. Saw that they were increasing their nuclear arsenal, like they've been building silos. I think satellite view saw, like, we kind of watch what's going on, but then they put these big inflatable tents over the silos, so you have no idea what's going on afterwards. But they look like nuclear silos. To quintuple their nuclear arsenal, China. And while they're doing all that, we're working on ourselves. Yes, a bipartisan group of senators announced yesterday an agreement on the top-level details of our broad-ranging physical infrastructure package. It's like, the hell with everybody else. We're going to fix our roads. Yeah, finally, after weeks and weeks and weeks, might actually get something done.
There are a couple potholes in Encino that I hit every day, so if we could get on that, that'd be swell if I could put that on the list.
Well, Domino's will get around to it.
Okay.
Was it Domino's?
Oh, yeah, right.
But you can't do that. It's illegal. You can't fix a pothole yourself. It's got to be...
Okay. So we'll just wait, let people crash their cars and pop their
tires. I think
that's
what it was. I think you can't do that. It's got to be bid out fairly or whatever. The legislation cleared a procedural vote last night by a 67-32 vote. The deal would cost $974 billion over 5 years. About $579 billion would be in new spending. And what they're going to spend it on, $110 billion in new funds for roads, bridges, and major projects. And that's where we get the problem.
Major projects.
If it was just roads and bridges, it's like, okay, I understand roads and bridges, but it's like major projects. What?
Could you imagine going to your mom? That? Could you imagine going to your mom and dad and being like, hey, can I get $100? What do you need $100 for? Well, I have to get a pair of shoes for volleyball, and then I have to get also knee pads, and then some other stuff.
Like, what other stuff?
What other stuff?
That's the question.
You know, like major stuff. Mm-hmm. Like just some other major stuff. No. What do you need specifically? I'm handing you $100. I mean, that would never fly.
How much do the shoes cost?
Right, yeah. You would start to go, okay.
How much do the knee pads cost?
Right.
So you got $40 left. What do you spend that on?
Just other stuff.
Major stuff.
That major I need stuff. For volleyball. It's for volleyball.
Well, I'm not going to give you $100 until you tell me what the major stuff is.
You know, like just, you know.
So
like,
in this case, what is it? Everybody gets a backyard putting green? I mean, that's a major stuff. Well, I don't want to spend money on that.
Yeah.
$73 billion. Let's see. $110 billion for roads, bridges, and major stuff. $40 billion of which is new funding for bridge repair. That makes sense. We all for bridge repair?
Oh, sure.
You know,
Let's repair bridges.
When they break, it's too late, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Also, some replacement of old bridges just to get rid of old ones, put up some new ones. And rehabilitation for some bridges that are just...
Oh, some drunk bridges that need rehab?
Yeah, drunk, sexually addicted bridges.
They're like, I gotta stop, man.
How are they ever gonna get over it?
It's those covered bridges that are having those...
Yes, they're hiding.
The depression.
Yeah.
They, Very
we're
shy.
We're going to open up that. We're going to uncover that bridge.
And $17.5 billion for major projects. So that's just. That's
and like major projects. Like
$17.5 billion? And we don't have any idea what that is. Can it's we a major
name,
project.
Can we name a few? At least go this, 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 and others. You know, that's pretty major.
That's just one part of it. So of the $110 billion, $17.6 billion is going for something we have no idea. So then $73 billion for the country's electric grid. Okay, okay.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, with that grid shutting down in Texas and stuff like that, it's like, okay, let's fix that so that can't happen. And maybe the China doesn't have a light switch over there. They can just turn off our lights on and off, just maybe secure that. And the electric grid and power structure, $66 billion for rail services.
That's probably good, too.
Let's work on the railroad all the live long day. For $66 billion, you better be out there all the live long day.
Yeah.
$65 billion for broadband. All
okay.
Right, we're all on board. You know,
right,
you
wherever you are.
You can't stand it when you can't get on your phone.
Correct. Mm-hmm. That's good then. All right.
$55 billion for clean drinking water.
That's
all right. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Pretty important. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't want chunks in it.
No.
$21 billion in environmental remediation. So planting some trees and stuff.
Oh, is that okay? All right.
$50 billion for flooding and coastal resiliency. Yeah, I don't want the beaches to wash away.
Is that just buying sandbags? In layman's terms.
Putting in some ditches and stuff.
Okay.
$39 billion in new transit funding to modernize transit. All right. $25 billion for airports.
No, I don't understand that one. What are we doing with...
Put in a new food court. I don't know.
We really need more Wolfgang Puck's pizza. They need to be in every airport in America.
I don't know. I mean, if the roads need work, maybe the runways.
Tarmac.
Who knows?
Yeah.
And we hit a pothole out there?
No.
$75 billion in port infrastructure. Mm. A little after dinner.
A little port.
So delicious. $11 billion in transportation safety programs.
I don't know what that is. Transportation safety programs.
What's that like? Commercials about wearing seatbelts? No. Get rid of that. $7.5 billion for electric vehicles and EV charging.
Oh, some more charging stations. Yeah, they probably do need that.
Yeah, get that going. $2.5 billion in zero emissions buses. $2.5 billion in low emissions buses.
Well, see, but that's
how about $5 billion in zero emissions buses?
Well, that's what I thought. When you said modernizing transit, that's what I thought that meant. You mentioned that a couple of...
$2.5 billion for ferries. So expect a check, Eric.
Flex alerts.
Good news for you, I guess, with this infrastructure plan.
Look at you just sitting pretty over there.
No wonder you act so nonchalant over there, like you don't care anymore.
Yeah, he's sitting on cash.
Get that ferry cash coming.
Got all that ferry money.
Damn it. My God.
I think we'll just leave it at that. There's more to this thing, but I guess we'll solve it all in a day.
No.
Can we finish the projects we got going on right now, please? I swear to God, the five has been being worked on for the last 10 years.
Oh, where you have to go up your
life? Yeah, I mean, here on the 101, they're like building like a better center wall. They've been doing that for a long time. Yeah.
I know. Just finish up what we got going on already. I mean,
they
got
to treat this place like you would treat your house.
They're building the wall, but I was like, why don't you build like that, the tram down the center? Like, have that be just have a tram down the center of the 101.
Yeah.
Connecting everything else. Instead of just building a higher wall, it's taking forever.
When you're governor... In
when I'm governor.
Ugh.
After this recall election.
Yeah.
It's like just prioritize stuff.
All right. Let's look at some traffic. What's going on, Ginger?
Live from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Heidi and Frank Show. I saw this, the ranking of the best places to live in the U.S. Turns out it's the city of Boulder, Colorado.
Really? College town, right?
Yeah, we're CU Boulder is Buffaloes.
Well, that's where Mork and Mindy lived, and I always thought it looked like a hell of a good time.
Really? I didn't know.
Boulder.
That particular detail about Mork and Mindy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I can tell you everything.
Where it was based. Candy. I mean, I knew that, I mean, a lot of shows are based out of San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
What was that show with?
Too Close for Comfort.
Too Close for Comfort.
I'm telling you, all I did as a child was watch television.
Was Different Strokes out of New York?
I believe that was Chicago.
Oh, Chicago.
I could be wrong on that one, though. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong on that one.
Where was, give me a break. Where did they live?
I want to say Chicago.
Another Chicago? Wow.
I could be wrong, but
Jefferson's was New York.
I know. Yes, that's right. That's what makes me think that Different Strokes may have been two, because I think there was a tie in there. There was definitely a tie with Mrs. Garrett and Facts of Life in Different Strokes.
Right. I don't know if it was.
But they were in Poughkeepsie, New York. So, yeah, Facts of Life was Poughkeepsie, a girl's school in Poughkeepsie, New York. So it must have been New York City, I guess, for Facts of Life.
A lot of them
Life.
Based out of New York, too.
And Different Strokes.
Seems strange. Morgan Mindy, Boulder, Colorado.
Boulder, Colorado.
Is that the only sitcom that was ever based out of Boulder?
I don't know. And then Laverne and Shirley?
Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm. You pretty
South
much...
Park, out of South Park, Colorado.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
North of Boulder.
Simpsons?
Springfield.
Quahog? I never know how to say that.
Yeah, it was ranked first in the best places to live in the U.S., according to U.S. News and World Report. Not making the list was Herpesville, Nevada.
That's a tough one. I don't even think you could sell a T-shirt from there.
I don't know if that's real. And that's why I got a couple tickets to give away. We hadn't done it in a while. Let's play Nasty Town.
Oh, yeah.
And Dave Grohl wanted to do the DGs. This has gone crazy now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 818-955-2955 to play Nasty Town. I'm going to give you the name of a town, and you tell me if it's a real town or a fake town based off its name. Okay? 818-955-2955 is the number if you want to play. Let me give you the first one, Heidi, just to show people how this works, okay?
Okay.
Buttsville, New Jersey.
That's a real place. That's a real town.
That is a real town. Mm-hmm. Absolutely real.
Hooray! Look at that guy over there, Buttsville.
It's spelled with two T's.
Right.
And a Z, though. So it's Buttsville.
Oh.
So they still get made fun of.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see. Our first one to play is going to be Michael. Hello, Michael.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hello, Michael.
We haven't played Nasty Town in a long time. You ready to play it?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
All right. Real town or fake town? Coochieville, Virginia. Coochieville, Virginia.
I'm going to say that's a real town.
Yes, that's a real town.
Okay, I want a hat. I want a trucker cap. Anybody in Coochieville, I want a hat.
And it's in Virginia, too.
I mean.
Come on. All right, Michael, you're going to go to Bellator MMA, okay? This Saturday?
Awesome.
Yeah, you're going to love that.
Awesome, thank you.
Stan Holt's going to be at the forum. For tickets, you can go to Bellator.com or Ticketmaster.com. Stan Holt. Okay, we're one for one. Hello, Dave.
What's up, Frank?
We're playing Nasty Town. You got to tell me if this town is real or fake, okay?
What you got?
Gofuku, Japan.
Oh my.
Gofuku.
That's gotta be real.
Gofuku, Japan is a real town.
Oh, again, with the hats. Yeah. We need a
you know
lot
what
of
they say when they get made fun of.
We need a lot of swag.
Gofuku yourself. I want the t-shirt.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. I'll get you Gofuku if you get me Coochieville.
I'll try. If I get to Coochieville, I'm definitely getting Gofuku.
Yeah.
That's their tourism slogan right there. Gofuku.
All right, Dave. You won. You're going to see that Bellator fight this Saturday at the Forum. You want to go?
I'm on my way to Vegas. Do you have anything in Vegas?
I don't have anything in Vegas, but how about I give you a one-year VIP to HeidiandFrank.com so you can listen on your way to Vegas to all the stuff. Never run out of signal.
Sure, buddy. Thank you.
All right, stay at home. 1 year VIP right there. All right, we're 3 for 3, counting yours, Heidi.
All right. Won't you take me to Nasty Town?
Ah, Nasty Town. I know how much I like this game. Mm-hmm. Hello, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Let's go down to Nasty Town. Here we go. Real town or fake town? Slick Sack, Australia.
Oh, okay, come on now.
That's fake.
It's fake?
Yes.
That's fake town. That's a Slick Sack.
Slick Sack.
Slick Sack, Australia. All right, John. Do you have plans for Saturday night?
Yes, I do. My aunt's 50th birthday. Oh. You got any Rolling Stone?
No. I don't have any Rolling Stones. You really want to go to your aunt's 50th birthday party and not go see a Bellator fight?
I have to, bro. You can pass it on to the next veteran.
Family obligations.
All right, I'll pass it on to the next veteran.
But thank you, Frank.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. All right, here we go. Who plays next? Looks like it's going to be Christine. Hello, Christine.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Right, hey, can I say congratulations to Corey?
Sure you can.
Congratulations, Corey. I'm so happy.
Thank you, Christine. Team member. I love you. Appreciate you.
I love you, too.
I officially announced that Corey is now part of the show. She's not just filling in temporarily into a spot that was vacated. So she's now permanent. Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're all...
Yeah, I know. We're all in a bubble. We're all in a bubble.
None of us are permanent.
Yeah, none of us are permanent.
She's probably more permanent than the rest of us.
Pretty much, yeah.
Good job, Corey.
Well, if they keep anybody around, it'll be Corey.
All I want to say, Corey, is what have you done? It's the biggest mistake of your life. I should have warned you before you signed the contract, but I didn't. You were too excited, and I didn't want to burst your bubble.
It's okay. I love you, Heidi. We're going to keep that love going.
Thank you, Christine. Oh, she never played. Oh, sorry, Christine.
Bye. She doesn't want to play. She doesn't want to win.
And she never wants to win. She just wants to play. Hello, Matthew.
How's it going?
We're good.
Here we go. Ready for Nasty Town?
Nasty Town.
Nasty Town.
All right. Real town, fake town. Dick Johnson, Indiana.
Wow.
Ooh.
I mean, there's a French lick. Is it anywhere near Dick Johnson?
I'm going to go. Let's hope it is. That's a real town.
You're going real town with Dick Johnson, Indiana? That is a real town.
Never heard of it.
Hey, right on.
Wow.
Yeah,
I like. Just wanted to play the game. I'm looking for concert tickets, guys. Love you guys.
All
have
right.
A good day.
Thanks a lot, Matthew. Just wanted to love of the game. Up next is Mark. Hello, Mark.
How's it going?
We're doing well so far. I don't think anybody's lost. We're playing a perfect game right now. It's Nasty Town, real town, fake town. How about this one? Beaver Bump, North Carolina.
Oh, my. Again, I need a hat if that's a real place.
I'd say it's a real town.
Oh, I jinxed you when I said we were having a perfect game. Beaver Bump, North Carolina is not a real town. Sorry, Heidi. No t-shirts for you.
Damn it.
All right. Let's see. Tyler would be next. Hello, Tyler.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Where are you calling from?
Ontario.
Fake town. No, that's real. That's real.
That's up in Canada,
that's
though.
Absolutely real, Ontario. All right. It's Nasty Town. Real town or fake town? Here we go. Anal's Viewpoint, Tennessee.
Let's go fake.
From Anal's Viewpoint, you're saying it's fake?
Yeah.
That is fake. There's no such thing as Anal's.
Anal's hey, you got viewpoint. Any more Bellator tickets?
Yes, I do.
Ooh, yes. Can I have those?
Bellator for Saturday. You're going.
Woo! Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Stan Holt. Eric, do you want to quickly give us an anal's viewpoint?
That one got me tickled. I don't know if it's the viewpoint of the anus or if someone's viewpoint is the anus.
Exactly.
Well, in that case, Heidi needs a t-shirt. Hello.
Matter of fact, give me 69 of them.
Hello, Ryan.
Hey, guys. It's Big Gulp Ryan again.
Oh, hey.
Hey, Ryan. Okay, here we go. We're playing Nasty Town.
Weird nickname for a guy. Nasty Big Gulp Ryan.
Real Town or Fake Town? Big Gulp Ryan, New Mexico.
That's got to be real.
Well, that's fake, Ryan. Thank you so much for playing. hello, Miguel.
What's going on, guys?
All right, you ready to play?
Let's do it.
All right, Nasty Town, Real Town, Fake Town. Titty Ho, UK. Mm. United Kingdom. Titty Ho, United Kingdom.
Can I get anybody's opinion on it?
Let me. If I do it with a British accent, it's going to help me here.
Do you want that t-shirt too? Titty Ho?
Hello. Have you ever been to Titty Ho before? I think Titty Ho's real. Titty Ho UK.
What do you say, Miguel?
What do you say, Heidi?
I say it's real. Titty Ho.
You say it's real? Fake.
That was real. Sorry, Miguel.
Man.
Yes, Titty Ho is real.
Hmm. You got to see the mountains there. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to see their strip club.
I mean, talk about a field trip.
Let's see. From Miguel to Michael. Hey, Michael.
Hey, how you doing, Frank?
Oh, pretty good. Here we go. All right. We're playing Nasty Town.
All right.
All right, I've been on a losing streak right now. After I say we're having a perfect game, we've lost three in a row.
I know. See, you're jinxy.
So, let's see. Let's go. Real Town, Fake Town. Boysack, Scotland.
Again? Boysack, let's Scotland. Do this with a Scottish accent. I think it would help.
It's Boysack.
Boysack, Scotland.
No, it's Boysack.
Boysack, Scotland.
Boysack.
Boy sack, Scotland.
Like a boy's sack.
Yeah.
I would say.
I'm going to say real. What do you say?
Is this phone disconnected? Oh, sorry. Actually, boy sack was a real town.
Real
sorry.
Town.
I don't know what he said because I couldn't hear him.
Now his phone cut out.
Let's see. Brandon.
What's up?
All right, here we go. Okay, so you missed that one. So we still haven't had a winner yet, since I said we were batting a perfect game. let's see. Real Town, Fake Town. Olive Slits, Hawaii. Olive Slits, Hawaii.
Oh, well, that's obviously fake. Duh.
Olive Slits is fake, yes. Finally, got a winner.
Dang, yeah.
I think we got one more pair of Bellator tickets for Saturday. You want them?
Our Ohana, what do you got?
I got the Bellator MMA, Patricio Pitbull versus AJ McKee, Saturday, Forum, Championship Grand Prix finale fight, belt involved.
Guys punching each other and wrestling each other.
I'm in.
All right, you're going.
Thank you, guys.
Simplify it. Sometimes with those Hawaiian towns, though, you're with all the vowels, you're like, maybe it?
There was too many eyes in that.
Saying it wrong.
Stay on hold, Brandon. Because he's the last one to one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Let's have Jessica play. Hello, Jessica.
Hi.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
Stanton, California.
Stanton, California. Wow. That's up north, right?
Is that a real town?
That's real, I think.
Yeah, it is. It's a tiny town next to Knott's Berry Farm. No one knows where it's at.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. And, Jessica, what do you look like if you had to compare yourself to a celebrity?
What's that?
What do you look like?
I've been told that I look like a cross between like Julia Roberts and Amy Schumer.
Julia Roberts and Amy Schumer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Trying to combine that in my head.
Like, I have Amy Schumer's personality, but more Julia Roberts looks.
Okay.
Oh, okay. All right.
Wow. Less pretty and less like homewreckery.
Train wreckery.
All right, Jessica, yes. Here we go. Here's your Nasty Town. Won't you take me to Nasty Town? Real Town, Fake Town. Swollen Gulch, North Dakota.
Real.
Nope, that was fake.
Oh, that sounds like a real town.
You did say that with a lot of confidence, so.
I know. They were off.
Yeah.
Jimmy, you're next. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Almost done here with Nasty Town. All brought to you because Boulder, Colorado is named the best place to live in the country. So I wanted to throw out a little round of Nasty Town, real town or fake town.
I mean, Swollen Gulch isn't that weird when considering there's a boys' sack, Scotland.
Yes, there is a boys' sack, Scotland.
What?
That's why we play.
I know.
Nasty Town. Won't you take me to Nasty Town? If they were all easy, I wouldn't even do this.
I understand.
If they were just I know, simple Frank. And, like, I know. And obvious, I wouldn't even play this game.
I understand that you wouldn't.
There would be no point to
but
that.
But I still just am amazed each time.
I know.
Can you let me have wonder still?
You are amazed by the simplest things.
Yes, I am. I'm a simple girl standing before a boy asking him to be nice to her.
All right, next town. Who's up playing, Jimmy? It's country Switzerland.
Whoa.
Country Switzerland. Real town or fake town?
Wait, how do you spell that? C?
Yep, with a C.
Oh, God. But it's Switzerland. I'll just say real town.
It's a real town. Get Heidi the T-shirt.
I'm a medium. I mean, if it's unisex.
Yes. Wow. How'd you not know that one?
That's
a good one, though. You won.
I'm still in awe.
I'm going to give you a one-year VIP to HeidiAndFrank.com. Stay on hold, Jimmy. Thank you. Let me see. Okay.
Maybe it's Coonter.
I figured the Hamiltons hailed from there.
Yeah, not in this particular case, Heidi. Not in this particular case. Hello, Ralph.
Hey, what's up? Morning, team.
Good morning.
Here we go. Real town, fake town. South Eaton, West Virginia. South Eaton.
Real.
Oh, that sounds real to me, too.
Oh, no. Fake. South Eaton's fake. Oh, look at you guys. See? Look at the wonder in her eyes. That sounded so real.
Well, because there's an Eaton, Ohio, and my dad always used to tell it, and there's a Dayton. He would be like, I'm eating and Dayton, and I'm Dayton and eating. Because there's a Dayton, Ohio, and Eaton, Ohio.
We drink what we can and what we can't, we can.
And that's where I get my humor from my father. R.I.P.
All right, let's see. Ralph got it wrong. Okay, sorry, Ralph. Next is Michael. Hello, Michael.
Hi, how's it going?
All right, hello? Michael, here we go. Nasty Town. Won't you take
me to Nasty Town?
Deep Shafts, United Kingdom. Deep Shafts.
I'm going to have to go not real.
Fake. Yes, it is a fake town, Deep Shafts. So you won a prize. You got a one-year VIP to HeidiAndFrank.com. Stay on hold. Vanessa.
Hello.
Where are you calling from?
Fullerton.
Fullerton, all right.
Fullerton. Vanessa, what do you look like if you had to compare yourself to a celebrity?
That's funny because I kind of look like Julia Roberts, too.
Well, a lot of Julia Roberts listen to the show.
Why do I never run into these people?
You have to come out to our next event.
I would love to.
I don't know when that's going to happen, but it should be soon at some point. We'll let you know.
All right.
But right now, how about this one? Nasty Town. Real town, fake town? Sexmoan, Philippines. Sexmoan, Philippines.
Fake town.
Nope, that's a real town.
Damn.
Wow. Johnny's looking it up. Look
but
at the
that sounded
right
so fake, Frank.
It sounded so fake.
It
did. It just sounded
like
it sounded like you made that up, but you didn't. It was a real place in the Philippines.
Yeah. I get the same forget the fake out, too. It's like, that story sounds so real. Yeah, it's a headline that sounds real. Are we out of time?
I'm an audience member. I'm in my car. I'm being one of them for them. I've got all the answers
she
over
is,
here,
she's
I know.
A live audience member that doesn't have to call in. She has an open mic all the time.
Right.
All right, here's some honorable mentions. These are actually real towns. Plentywood, Montana. Ball Play, Alabama. And Cock and Take, Staffordshire.
Oh. Cock and Take, Staffordshire.
Cock and Take.
Yes, those are the rest of the real towns, but we'll play Nasty Town at some point again in the future if towns happen to come
up.
You
know what a fan I am.
But right now, I know. You can't get over it. She's still trying to figure out how it works.
I don't know what's real and what's fake.
Is this real traffic or fake traffic, Vanessa?
I want to hear more.
Want to hear more, Heidi and Frank? They're back.
On 95.5.
Heidi and Frank Show, Thursday, July 29th. Some texts are coming in. You can always text the show. Text HF and your comments to 68683. Just got done playing Nasty Town, where you have to identify if a town that I say is a real town or a fake town. And Coochieville was one of the towns, and it was real. And 951 says, there's another Coochieville in New York. Johnny's mom took me there all the time.
Oh, damn, I did not see that coming.
Yeah.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my...
Text her. Yeah, your mom is so fat, all right? Yeah. When she walked in front of my TV, I missed 3 episodes.
There's the comeback. There it is. And speaking of coming back, let's keep Heidi in awe of how things work and play a little Get the Fake Out.
Oh, my God, you've got to be kidding.
Oh, I know. Huh? How's it work? I don't know. They sound real, but some one's not.
The following stories are true, except for one. It's fake. It's up to you to get the fake out.
That's right. All these stories are true, but one. Point out the fake, and you're going to win a prize. 818-955-2955 is the number. Here are the headlines. There's a new trailer park for swingers with the motto, bring your house and share your spouse. A guy almost self-pleasured himself to death. Neil Armstrong and the crew from Apollo 11 all had to fill out customs forms when they landed back on Earth. Bakersfield man banned from Walgreens after duping workers into getting his 9th Moderna dose. Pizza Hut drops its first ever streetwear collection, Tasteware. People are wearing disguises to get vaccinated so their anti-vaxxer friends don't find out. Move over, charcuterie boards. Ice cream boards are the new summer treat. And why are people eating Oreos with salsa? 818-955-2955 is the number. All these headlines are true, but one, you get the fake out, you're going to win.
I'm ready.
You ready? Oh, you sure you know how this works?
I think so.
Okay.
Which
one's fake, Heidi?
I am going to go with...
It sounds true, though.
Okay, wait, what? I'm going to go with a guy almost self-pleasured himself to death.
To death.
I don't think that's possible, because if it's possible, Johnny'd been long dead. Oof. Long dead.
All right.
In Why the ground? Did he pass away at 14?
So young.
All right, Jordan, you got your eyes up. Which one do you think is fake?
All right, so I'm still trying to figure out how this game works, because I think that you use headlines from throughout the week, and then you try and throw us for a little curveball. So
See,
I'm going
Frank?
With the bring your house, share your spouse, because we were talking about the pineapple thing yesterday.
The swingers,
so,
right.
Yep, maybe you're stuck on the swinger thing.
Jordan listens to the whole show like I tell everyone to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Johnny, you got one?
You know what? I have to kind of agree with Jordan, because who wants to hook up in trailer parks? Like, I mean, it's a bunch of ugly people. Like, you don't want to...
So Johnny and Jordan...
Share ugly people.
Going with the trailer park.
Hookups for hookups.
Oh, yeah. All right. Eric, you got one?
Well, here's the thing, Frank. All of these sound fake, but only one is.
I know. It's crazy.
Isn't that weird, Eric?
So I have to pick one?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess I will go with Heidi, then. The ever-wondering Heidi with self-pleasured to death. I don't think that's possible. I have tried.
Yeah. I tried to commit suicide yesterday. 818-955-2955 is the number. As the calls come in, the first one through was Dave. Hello, Dave.
I got the swinger story.
Oh, wow. Off the bat, you're going with Jordan and Johnny. All of you think there's the new trailer park for swingers with the motto.
Up, Jordan, Johnny, and Mitch at the comedy show last week. What's up, fellas?
Yeah.
How's this raccoon, Dave?
Yeah.
Remember he got in a fight with a raccoon under a house?
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Hey, Dave. Glad you called back. So you believe that the new trailer park for swingers with the motto "Bring your house and share your spouse" is not true?
Yes, sir.
You're such a tease, Frank.
It is.
Come on.
It is true.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Dave, Jordan, and Johnny.
Bring your house, share your spouse. Okay.
I'll give you a bonus point if you can guess what state.
Oh, that's Florida.
No, it's Louisiana.
It's Flats, Florida North. I win.
We got some guy in Louisiana who's opening up this trailer park. The name of it is T-Boys. B-O-I apostrophe S. T-Boys Swingers Trailer Park.
Oh, my God. The smell alone.
And for now, it's just an empty lot of land 80 miles west of Baton Rouge. But the guy running it plans to add a nude pool, nude yoga studio, a poker hall for strip poker, and a key party cabana. At the key party cabana. There's a sign out front that says you have to send a picture of your spouse to get approved. Which he claims is just a joke. But people from all over the country have already been sending pictures. Set to open in May. I think we do need to do a live broadcast from old T-Boys Swingers Trailer Park.
This is the promo picture? That's what you see when you get there, but at least make the promo pick. I mean, learn a little something from Fyre
Festival. It's just an empty lot. It's like you're getting on the ground floor right here.
Oh, I gotcha.
All right, let's see who's next.
Wow.
We got Theodore. Hello, Theodore.
Hello.
Get the fake out.
Yeah, I think the Neil Armstrong having to go to customs.
Yeah.
Neil Armstrong and the crew from Apollo 11 all had to fill out customs forms when they returned and landed back on Earth. That is true.
Hi, anything to declare? I was just on the moon.
Live long and prosper. Nanu.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Thank you, Theodore. That's a little fun fact for you.
Bizarre.
I don't think Bezos or Branson had to go through customs. They just landed out in the desert.
Maybe they realized that was dumb and they don't need to do that.
Well, technically, they're not astronauts either, right?
Didn't they change the definition of astronauts because they were, it's like, now that anybody can do it, it's not just getting into space. It doesn't make you an astronaut.
Yeah, you gotta go like...
You're a space tourist or something.
Yeah, I mean, these guys went to the moon. Bezos...
I mean, they're still astronauts who go up to the space station and stuff.
But just going to the edge of space and then back down to Earth. Ooh, look at you, an astronaut. No.
No, not those guys. No training involved.
No. You just sit there and then get out when you land.
Well, you figured out space flight, Heidi.
I mean, I'm pretty much spaceflight right now. I'm just sitting here, and then I leave.
You are a space cadet. You are. All right, let's see. Where was I here? Who's up next? Looks like it is Taylor. Hello, Taylor.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Get the fake out.
I'm going to have to go with Pizza Hut streetwear, or pizza wear.
Pizza Hut drops its first ever streetwear collection called Tasteware. I thought that might throw some of you off because of, you know, Eric dropping his streetwear. Eric, you have competition because Pizza Hut did drop its Tasteware.
Oh, no, I might as well take mine down.
You might as well just stop selling stuff because look at the Pizza Hut stuff. It's so much cooler.
Oh, dear God.
See, I told you yesterday they're selling the Pizza Hut old red cups that you used to for the dine-in. But look,
there they are.
The streetwear has the tablecloth pattern down the sides of the activewear. That checkered, that red, white checkered tablecloth.
Well, Frank,
so
you can't out Pizza the Hut. That's what they say, and you really can't.
I mean, that really is not that bad as far as looks go. Looks super comfy.
No, that's awful.
And they
Frank.
Got those shower sandals, Pizza Hut shower sandals. That's great. I mean, as far as latest fashion to drop online, this has got to be the best I've ever seen. I mean, as of late.
Yeah, I would say it's better than some.
Oh, my
least.
God. Some. I mean, my God.
Oh.
That's true, Eric. So sorry. The market just got a little bit more saturated.
That's all right. Trust me.
All right. Next up, looks like it's going to be Hector. Hello, Hector.
Oh.
Hector, get Hello? The fake out.
What's up? What's left?
Oh, it says here that you wanted the Oreo story.
Oreo.
Yeah, why are people eating Oreos with salsa? You don't think the people would eat Oreos with salsa, but that is true. A lot of people providing crazy food combinations with the legalization of marijuana. The recipes are getting crazier. Oreos dipped in salsa. It's a thing. Apparently, some people really like it, according to TikTok.
No.
Maybe people are looking for like a TikTok challenge and thought this wouldn't be good. But the Oreo Thins are fantastic, by the way. And now you take an Oreo Thin. And it looks like it's got regular picante sauce. It's not like, salsa. It's that New York City stuff.
New York City? No, thank you.
This salsa is supposed to be the salty and the sweet. You say you like that, Heidi?
I do.
To the sweet taste of the cookie, but apparently to one person, the salsa that comes in the jar is sweet, not salty. Yeah, I guess.
Oh, yeah, paste, you can get the sweet sauce like a peach.
I never thought salsa. That was salsa. But even this, the regular paste seems to be sweet.
Yeah, it's not spicy. Well, I guess you can get spicy. Huh?
There you go. So okay. might want to try that at home if you got some Oreos and salsa. Ugh. All right, let's see what we got left. We got a guy almost self-pleasured himself to death.
Eric and I are still in this.
Ice cream boards are the new summer treats. Move over, charcuterie boards, ice cream boards. Bakersfield man banned from Walgreens after duping workers into getting his 9th Moderna dose. And people are wearing disguises to get vaccinated so their anti-vaxxer friends don't find out. Let's see, let's go to Josh. Hello, Josh.
What's going on, guys?
Which one do you think is fake?
I'm going with the ice cream boards, man. That's all it would melt before you could try it all. Makes no sense.
That's true. Yeah, foodies are going to want to check out the new dessert board trend circulating on TikTok. Like I said, TikTok's where you find out everything that's going on. Video shows people how to make an ice cream board using everything from chocolate chip cookie to mini marshmallow, to ice cream sprinkles, to wafer cones. It also shows how to use a deep-sided baking tray filled with ice to keep the ice cream cold.
I was wondering.
There you go.
I was wondering how they were going to do that.
Well, still 3 headlines remaining.
Okay. Key for kids' parties, I guess.
Mike thinks it's the people wearing disguises to get vaccinated. Lisa thinks it's the guy in Bakersfield who's duped the Walgreens into getting 9 Moderna shots. And Julie thinks it's the guy almost self-pleasured himself to death. One of you is correct. The other two are not, and they'll win nothing. The fake headline is: Bakersfield man banned from Walgreens after duping Walgreens into giving him his 9th Moderna dose. That didn't happen. That's not true. So that means the other two are true, but Lisa, you won.
All right.
Are you a VIP at HeidiFrank.com?
No.
Well, you are now, but I'm also going to give you a random tea bag. I mean, a random tea out of the tea bag.
Oh, he's going deep.
Okay.
Get something good.
All right. It's a black, very thin. I can see through it.
Yeah, you got to wear like a black sports bra or something underneath.
It says Los Angeles, San Francisco, San Diego, California.
It's one of my favorites. Actually, I love that one.
Well, why did you throw it away?
Right. That's okay. I got lost. I'm going to give it to you anyway.
Right.
It's really nice. It's a great little hang around the house shirt. It's very thin.
It's an XXL.
All right.
I swear to God.
I think it's from the junior
Thank
department.
You.
Okay. Look at it. It's not a double X. I mean, it is, but it's not.
No, look.
I know it is, but it's not. It's like a kid's shirt.
Okay. What's that say, Eric, right there?
Yeah, that's a double X.
Right,
Heidi.
It's a kid's shirt that I got because I like
it. No, it's too big to be a kid's shirt. Trust me, I've been looking at
and
t-shirts
for less. Out.
And like,
I got big boobs!
It's got something stuck on the back right here. Like stain.
Well, that's because you teabagged it out of there.
That's like a crusty stain.
Ew, it's
on
stuck
it.
Together.
What is that?
Don't touch it.
It's not anything.
Is it supposed to be sewn like that?
It was. Everything's washed and clean.
It's a very indecisive shirt, too. Which city are you supporting?
Yeah, I'm like, figuring out where I'm working next.
None of those places.
Yeah.
All too big.
Where's your Tulsa, Abilene, Des Moines shirt?
It's at home. Waiting to be worn.
It's already passed.
Sometimes.
All right, here you go, Johnny. Get that in there for Lisa.
Oh, man.
Lisa, when you get that XXL t-shirt, put it on, take a picture of it, and tag us in it, okay?
You got it.
Thank you, Lisa. Stay on hold. And we'll
I can't wait to see it on you.
So that does mean that the people are wearing disguises to get vaccinated. So their anti-vaxxer friends don't find out.
Okay, what? Listen, I went and got vaccinated. None of my friends saw me because none of my friends made the appointment at the same time I did.
And you don't expect your vaxxer friends to be there either. It's
right.
Like, if you let piña coladas. Oh, I
Bill,
see you over
there.
Bill,
is that you? I hardly recognize
getting
you underneath.
Getting vaxxed in the rain. See you, Bill.
Not getting COVID at midnight.
Yeah, most people who got vaccinated early were really excited about it. And then we had the folks who only did it for a lottery ticket or a drive a lap at Talladega. That was another motivation.
Oh, yeah, they were doing the perks. Yeah, right.
Now it looks like we've hit the fake mustache phase of the pandemic.
Well, hidely hodly, neighbor, what can I doodly do you for? What, Flanders?
A doctor in rural Missouri says people have been showing up in disguises to get
the
vaccine.
That's stupid.
Well, I guess if it's rural Missouri and it's a very small town, nobody in the town's like, it's all a hoax. And then you're like, and then there's the one doctor's office, and maybe it's on the main drag or it's in the mini mall.
Yeah, maybe.
It's like, you got to go. And it's like, oh no.
That reminds me of when people used to go on Geraldo or Maury or Sally Jesse, Jenny Jones, any one of those shows where it was something embarrassing and there'd be a guy on there with a obviously bad wig,
mm-hmm.
stupid glasses and a fake mustache. If you know that guy, you know it's him in that disguise. They never, it's not like, well,
Heidi, if that was the case, Halloween would never work. You mean that's not you? You're not trying to dress like yourself. I don't get Halloween. It's fake you.
Let me see your spider powers. Let me see them.
You're not Spider-Man. I'm blown away. I guess it's a common enough issue that this hospital in this town now offers vaccinations in private rooms. Because I guess people got a waiting room for it. And maybe they're all waiting there in the same room. So you might be there for, you know, I cut my finger off.
Yeah.
What are you doing here, Bill? You don't look hurt.
Chest pains.
I heard you were down here. How's the finger?
Support you.
At least one person even begged her not to tell anyone that she got the shot. Please don't tell anybody I was here.
Wow.
I'll be ruined at church if you tell anybody that I didn't trust God and I trusted science.
God made scientists, by the way. Yep. Just for those of you who are in that line of logic.
You can't use that logic.
Why? God made scientists. He made you
God
and me.
God made you as well.
Yeah, he did.
And you're the furthest from a scientist.
How dare you?
You just figured out Halloween.
I've created a baking soda volcano a time or two in my life.
I guarantee you never have. You watched a Brady Bunch once and you saw that. And Brady Bunch was located right here in Los Angeles.
So?
I did that at my science fair. And they left me a note on it that said, unoriginal.
Well, it is.
Yeah. And I
absolutely
punch myself in the face over and over after
that.
And then I won the next year. See? Watch me soar.
Let me give you stuff that you'll never understand about science, and you never would.
You don't know.
Astronomers make first observation of light originating from behind a black hole.
It makes no sense to me.
There you go. To me neither. Predicted by Einstein's general theory of relativity. You want to give us that?
E equals MC squared.
What's that mean? Please.
That means,
energy
equals
uh-huh.
mass.
Yep.
Couple MCs at the party.
Yeah. Wiki. Whoop, whoop.
Times the speed of light squared.
There we go.
The black hole warps space-time such that traveling light bends all the way around it. So they saw that for the first time. Plus, this will blow your scientific minds. See, they get to the point where they're doing stuff that we can't even comprehend what they're doing, so it seems like they could be faking it just to get grants. So it's like, I don't know, fake science.
Mm-hmm. Bending light.
Like this, this one. Scientists turned pure water metallic.
Oh.
Yeah. Turned water into metal. I don't know why we're going to do that, but we did.
Yeah, Terminator did it first.
Well, yeah.
You know what?
Have you seen this boy?
I know. Scientists turn pure water metallic by dropping a thin layer onto liquid alloy droplets. Pure water also behaves as a metal under extreme pressure. That's why we have, like in the center of large planets. So a solid core down there.
Oh, water, you're so metal.
You know what's trippy is Robert Patrick owns the Harley dealership in Santa Clarita.
He does?
Yes. Yeah, so you walk in there and you see T2 standing there. It's the most bizarre experience. It's so unreal. It freaks you out. You think, am I in a movie?
He's been in here, right? Yeah.
Do you know what I didn't tell you about was the guy who almost self-pleasured himself to death. That was a true story.
I gotta know.
I guess I'll tell you. I'll see. It's coming up at 9 o'clock. Well, I guess this story's coming up at 9 o'clock after some traffic and some news.
That's a traffic update. I'm Kathy Moses, 95.5 KLOS.
All right, Eric, you got some news.
I do, and it's brought to you by JCPenney. It's back to school season. Score first-class deals before they're gone. It's 8:48 in the morning, and I want to remind you the KLOS Blood Drive is happening August 20th and 21st, 14 different SoCal locations. You need to book your appointment, and that's how you get that fancy shirt. And it's the 40th annual, so everybody wants that one. Go to redcrossblood.org and search for KLOS. You can find the location nearest you. All right, the Los Angeles City Council has finalized an ordinance that will, if signed by Mayor Eric Garcetti, restrict the presence of homeless encampments all over the city, a bunch of different places. The ordinance is going to prohibit sitting, sleeping, lying, storing personal property.
They cleaned out all the homeless problem by me that was like the camps on like...
Where'd it go?
Balboa. I have no idea, but they had like the hazmat crews in, Department of Water and Power trucks, bulldozers. No idea, but it's all empty, cleaned out now.
Well, that's because they finalized this ordinance. So they can't be within 2 feet of a fire hydrant or a fire plug, within 5 feet of any entrance or exit, which some people are happy about.
But they can't park on the street.
It also says the street, Frank. Anywhere within a street, including bike paths.
You mean, any street. Wow.
Yeah. So, but a lot of people are saying, well, you're telling them where they can't go. Tell them where they can. But the city's saying, not our problem. Just can't stay here.
Yeah.
It would also protect the public right-of-way within 500 feet of sensitive facilities like schools, daycares, parks, libraries. So they can't be within 500 feet of those places. Wow.
Oh.
It's going to change things. Officials announced yesterday the 20-year-old man suspected in that deadly double shooting that occurred in the movie theater.
Oh, they caught somebody?
Yeah, they got somebody. His name is Joseph Jimenez. And they got a tip and went to his house and discovered a handgun, other evidence that connected him to the shooting. He is now taken into custody. If you don't know, he shot two teenagers who were watching The Forever Purge at a theater in Corona. Those who are unvaccinated and want to continue working at Netflix, Facebook, or Google in the near future better roll up their sleeves and just get the jab, because it's going to be mandatory. All three media behemoths are now going to be requiring vaccines for in-office or on-set work. So first up, it seems like Google made the announcement, then Facebook, and then Netflix said if you are cast or crew working with actors or an actor yourself, you're going to have to be vaccinated, and they're all going to require proof. Health officials in California aligned with the new guidelines from the CDC that recommends everyone wear a mask indoors, regardless of COVID-19 vaccination status. Here's a statement. The Delta variant has caused sharp increase in hospitalizations and case rates across the state. We are recommending masking in indoor public places to slow the spread while we continue efforts to get more Californians vaccinated. The announcement by public health is only a recommendation, though. It is not a mandate. But here is why. COVID-19 cases in Los Angeles County are continuing to rise. We've been averaging between 2,000 and 2,500 over the last week. But this is terrifying to me. According to new data, over 25% of new COVID cases in L.A. County are with vaccinated people.
Why is it terrifying?
Because I'm vaccinated.
You can get it, but your symptoms and everything won't be as bad.
Yeah, but I can spread it, Frank. It's not about me getting it. I know I'm going
to
be fine.
I know, but when there was no option to get a vaccine, and we didn't have that, and Trump was like, let's get a vaccine, let's push this through, let's get things going, and Biden carried that baton on to his administration.
Right.
There was nothing you could do besides wear a mask, protect each other from each other.
Sure.
If there's something you could do to protect yourself, protect others, choose not to get vaccinated, then it's not. Why am I still wearing a mask to protect you from you? If you could get yourself protected from me by getting vaccinated.
Because 25% of new cases are vaccinated people. So we can pass it around.
Yes, we can still get it and carry it and pass it, but we're not going to die from it.
Like most, but it's going to mutate.
Most of the 300 people who died.
Right.
But are people who are unvaccinated.
If Heidi passes it to you, you're both vaccinated, it's got a chance of mutating and being more resilient. And then you pass it
they
to
do
me,
that all
it
the time.
Mutates again
Viruses
and again
do that all
again.
The time, yeah.
That's, right, that's, so let's all get vaccinated.
That's how that works.
And
even
just end
you,
it.
Even if you weren't vaccinated, the influenza.
Right.
They give you a certain type they think might be around this year, but it might not be. Might be a different type. Might be something else. You still might get the flu when you get your vaccine.
It's obviously not going away. It's just part of society.
It's not
going to
go away, no.
That's what I was saying this yesterday. It's like, you know, we all drive around and we all protect ourselves because we have, you know, as far as we don't want to cause mayhem on the streets. We obey the lights and the signs and the speed limits and the right-of-ways and things like that. We all drive cordially with one another. If half of the drivers said, oh, to hell with that, I got places to be. I'm just going to drive wherever I want to drive. If you... It's like, well, we're all going to do this so we can all be safe. My car, my rights. What? No, shut up. Let's all get on the same page. We do it in other aspects of society. Let's do it this way.
You're not going to change that guy's mind.
Well, the thing is, if Netflix, Google, and Facebook, three of the biggest companies in America, are now mandating that their employees have to be fully vaccinated to return to work.
Ask Jordan what he would say if he worked at Google, Amazon, or Netflix.
Overseas, the United Kingdom said vaccinated travelers from the U.S. and the European Union may enter the country without being quarantined. So, and then to the surprise of health officials... We're on board. On top of all this, cases in the UK have made a sharp decline over the past 2 weeks. Why? Because over there, 80% of them got vaccinated. They were like first to AstraZeneca, whatever. They were on top of it.
But
so so many people. So it's like it didn't live very long because the Delta variant, because they've all been vaccinated. It didn't go through everybody. Everybody kind of kicked it.
But you're going to be hard pressed to get somebody to put something in their body, health-wise, force somebody to take something that they don't know what's in it. So those arguments.
I guarantee you don't know what's in your flu vaccine either.
Yeah.
I guarantee you don't know what's in that monster you're drinking. I guarantee you don't know in half the fast food you got. Read the back of the ingredients of anything.
What is riboflavin? Do you know?
Or the coloring, the chemicals, the preservatives.
Right.
And now you want to act like
A.
you care about it?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Well, here's what I do know. It is back to school season. Stock up on store-wide doorbusters while they last. And score first-class deals before they're gone. Shop smart on the styles they want and the savings you love. Weekdays are back in style at JCPenney, and that's your news.
Yeah, in New York, since New York State employees must either be vaccinated against COVID-19 by next month or undergo mandatory weekly tests for the virus. And then also, I guess President Biden is expected to announce a requirement that roughly 2 million civilian federal employees receive COVID-19 vaccinations or submit to a similar testing measure. In the private sector, like you said, Google, Netflix, Facebook, they're all doing it because I guess Facebook getting pressured, like not doing enough. Instead of spreading the rumors that you got a chip in your arm, it's like, why don't you do more? So now he's like, okay, I'm requiring everybody who works for me to do it. That should be a good message to the world that Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg are on board with the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's going to be a tough one. Getting people to change their minds about that.
Yeah, but those people, who cares? Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I just think that...
Exactly. Jordan's making his choice. He's a grown-ass man. I don't judge him for it. I made my choice. He doesn't judge me for that.
Right.
If I get it, he gets it from me, and then he dies, that was his choice. He chose the risk. Risk assessment. That's what that is. I took risk assessment. He thinks it's more risky to get it. I think it's more risky to not get it. So in the end, if we both live, fine and dandy. If I... grow a third eye and die with antenna sticking out of my ass, well, then fine.
You could use a third eye because you don't have the other eye, so you'd actually have two eyes.
If he ends up dying, he died. It's like, well, you know what? Hindsight's 20/20. Probably should have got it. Hindsight's 20/20. Probably shouldn't have got it.
Yeah.
It's just your own risk assessment. So it's up to the individual. I should be forced to still protect the people who didn't want to do what Jordan did. Why? There's an option. Use it or don't. I don't care which one you use, but I'm sick and tired of protecting you.
Yeah, but see, if they don't, that's what you're going to wear a mask for another year and a half.
I'm not.
But you'll be forced to if you go places. That's what they're saying. Even if you're vaccinated. That's why we all got vaccinated. Like, wow, I can walk around Earth and feel sort of normal again. But now every sign on every, coming in here, every sign on every building, grocery stores again, the mailbox place, you have to have a mask in order to come in. So we're like, we're going to be here for another year.
It's like, you mentioned the Terminator, Eric. It's like when the Terminator's like, you know, you shoot it so many times and it's still like, comes back and then start going back into it of itself. It's like, if you don't kill it completely, then it's going to keep mutating and growing. Mm-hmm. So we all got to get on board. Either we all kill it completely, we put it in the melting steel, never comes back again, or we just let it keep coming back to life.
And getting stronger and mutating.
And that's the thing. And right there, 50-50, yeah, it makes for a great action film, but we're not getting anything done.
And Heidi, what's a mailbox store? You mean the post office?
No, like mailboxes, etc. Like, you know, a mailbox place.
I went down to the mailbox store. What else do
they do? You can have a P.O. box there.
That's the etc.? Wouldn't that be your mailbox?
It's still a post office.
You can receive.
You're describing a post office.
No. You can get stuff notarized. Get your passport photo taken.
I know.
Et cetera.
If it's such a great business, I'm going to open mailboxes and beyond. ZZ Top, Dusty Hill died. I want to mention that again. Which means the world's most famous beard is now Hugh Jackman's wife.
Yeah. I mean, allegedly.
Didn't like that one? Okay. How about this? Adam Driver plays a half man, half horse in a new Burberry ad. Isn't that just like him, always wanting to be the center of attention? Center of attention. All right, how about this? Shailene Woodley says she's not in a rush to marry Aaron Rodgers. After all, it's not like he's ever wavered on any commitments before. No. Eric, you'll like this one. Those students at a Philadelphia high school started their own record label so they can learn about the music business. The curriculum includes sound mixing, music licensing, and driving for Uber.
You're right.
Right.
I got it.
Mm-hmm. All right. On that note, let's take a break while I read these angry texts.
Live from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Heidi and Frank Show. We'll be up at 9 a.m. here. One of the stories from Get the Fake Out was a guy almost self-pleasured himself to death, and Heidi and Eric thought that was the fake. But it's true.
Well, because I thought if that was possible, Johnny would have been dead.
Oh,
Johnny would have been
dead. We'd all be dead. Are you kidding?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like around probably 14 years old, 12 to 14 years old. Long gone.
Yeah, the human species would be gone.
Mm-hmm. If it was possible. Yeah.
We wouldn't have lived this long and evolved.
I'd have blew my head right off.
I guess Japanese guy just made it into a medical journal after stroking out. No, I guess he did it so much he gave himself an actual stroke.
What was that song in the 80s?
Stroke Me?
No.
Billy Squire?
About turning Japanese?
Oh, yeah. That
wasn't,
was about.
Wasn't that about?
That, I think that was about to. Mm-hmm.
So. Try to do it to the beat of this music. We all sang along, had no idea what it meant until.
I got your picture.
Turning
down, I'm turning in, I'm turning right, I'm turning Japanese, I think I'm turning.
Don't know how much about him or how much information I have about him, except that he's 51 and single.
Mm-hmm.
And was in the habit of pleasuring himself several times a day. His doctor also revealed he's right-handed for some reason. I don't know why we need that story. I guess just paint a better picture. He was finishing up a self-love session last year when he suffered a serious stroke that almost killed him. He showed up at the hospital with a severe headache, and he couldn't stop puking. But they did surgery, and he made a full recovery. So a guy almost self-pleasured himself to death. He's like, so what were you doing? He was like, just doing
maybe
that.
It was too much straining or something, almost like an aneurysm that caused a stroke.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, just the strain.
Like surgery.
Oh.
Fixed it all up.
Unbelievable. By the way, that song could never get made today, I don't think. Mm. Right?
What, just with the riff, the cliche riff of Japanese? That ding 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 ding.
What band was that? See how good you are.
Oof. I don't remember. I don't remember.
Give us a clue, Eric. Don't tell us. Hot.
Yeah. Water.
Hot water. Fan.
No.
Hot.
I don't know. What?
The Vapors.
Oh, the Vapors. Oh, the Vapors.
The Vapors.
The Vapors.
Is there one hit, I'm assuming?
No, let's find out.
How rich are the Vapors, Eric?
Yes, it's absolutely their one hit.
Their one hit wonder.
Yeah.
Maybe that's
no
all you need.
No one's ever heard another song by them, it seems.
Maybe that's all you need. Or they heard that one and went, you guys are done. You're finished in this town.
Or maybe they all just turned Japanese and we haven't seen them since. We just disappeared. They're a different band in Japan.
I guess this is their second most popular song. Never heard this in my life. Called News at 10.
Very 80s.
Yourself. Yourself.
Every song
is about playing yourself. Come on, guys. I want to hear the good news. Let's put on some good news music after all that vaccine talk. Put on the good news. It's happening in Russia. A toddler fell 15 feet from a window. And I guess 15 feet for a toddler, that's pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
What's that, two stories? A little over two. And fell out of a window in Russia last week. Could have been seriously hurt, but a 64-year-old woman just happened to be walking by and caught him.
Whoa. Hero.
She's got Olympics.
Those grandma skills. Cat-like reflexes.
A 23-year-old woman in Connecticut found a thank you card in a parking lot with $500 in it. What do you do? What's this? Thank you. $500 inside. Look around. Thank you.
I say, you're welcome.
Put that in your pocket. Well, this lovely young woman didn't do that. She tracked down the rightful owner.
How'd you do that?
Turned out a bride and groom gave it to the guy who married them, and he lost it at the rehearsal dinner. So it's like she took it to whoever, like the rental church or wherever it was. Found this in the parking lot.
I wonder if they gave her any money.
Nah.
You know what? Take 50 for yourself. Thank
10% finder's fee?
Yeah.
Speaking of 50, a 50-year-old kindergarten teacher in Israel donated a kidney to a 3-year-old Palestinian boy on the Gaza Strip.
Wow.
Look at that. But a full-grown kidney and a 3-year-old? I didn't know adults could give kids.
But maybe you just give half of it.
Maybe that's why they're called kidneys. It's the only organ 50? They can take from adults.
50 years old, so it's got 30 years on it.
So that kid automatically has a 50-year-old kidney.
Yeah, so, I mean, potentially could just live to mid-30s, right? And the kidney fails. They're not meant to last more than 80, 90 years.
Oh, it's like a car part.
I don't know about that.
Maybe if your cell, if it's in a body with young cells and young blood.
There's no way a kidney is going to last.
Huh. Doesn't the body, like, every cell in your body replaces itself every 7 years? So the kidneys you had 7 years ago are not the same kidneys. They're just replicas of kidneys that you had. That's why there's mutations and mortifications
even
and causing
body.
Maybe some cancers and stuff later on in life.
Right.
Maybe that kidney will get cancer. Sorry, kid.
Wait, this was good news.
I know. What's good news, Eric? Why do you got to ruin it?
He's a kidney gardening teacher.
Kidney garden teacher.
Mm-hmm. Jokes for five-year-olds. That's why I'm here.
She's just growing them.
Hi, kids. I got it from the kindergarten.
She's a witch. Burn her. She's growing kidneys. And finally, a retired Marine in Florida named Peter Rivolo turned 93 this month, and a bunch of kids gave him his own parade. That's good. Glad the kids are representing. His family told him to pull his chair into his driveway, and then a bunch of little kids came marching by.
Throwing candy at him?
For his 93-year-old birthday. You know, they did pretty, they started throwing candy at him. He had PTSD, so he killed them all.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
No, I'm kidding. No,
stop the music. Oh, we have a video.
Oh, there it is.
Come on.
Surprise birthday gift for a veteran. Look at that. That is good news.
That is about as sweet as it gets.
All the cadets came marching by.
Yeah, Marine flag there, U.S. flag.
Look at that. We should do something like that for somebody nice. But going back to the second story about the woman who found the $500 in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
A woman in Germany nearly missed out on her chance to win the lottery. She was like, she had a ticket in her purse, found it. It is her money. It's in her purse. She had no idea she was carrying the winning lottery ticket in her purse.
I don't understand this.
I mean, you bought it.
Yes, you bought it to play to win. And
yeah,
then you go,
maybe you're not so dedicated to it. It's like, oh, you saw the number. It was like, well, it looks like a lot. All right, throw in a lottery ticket too. And then you put it in your purse and you're totally, you're not the normal buyer, but you bought it that day for whatever reason. Maybe you had the hankering that you'd
feeling.
Win.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you bought it, but then you never do that. So you forgot about it. Well, that's what she did. Forgot she put it in her purse. 45-year-old woman, the only winner in a drawing, which carried a prize of $39 million. The woman says she carelessly carried the ticket in her purse for weeks before she realized she'd won. I still get dizzy at the thought.
Yeah.
Bet you do. The lucky winner plans to use the money to live a healthy life and do more for the environment.
Oh, forget that.
Yeah, right.
I'm heading to a vineyard in Italy, bitches.
I live in the most unhealthy
That's
life.
That's where I'm going. I'll see you when I see you.
Yeah.
I'll be in Tuscany. I'll be Eat, Pray, Love. I'm doing the whole Julie Roberts movie if I win that kind of money.
Really?
Yes.
That was what happened? She won the lottery and went to Italy?
No. She went through a bad breakup and went, I got to just get out of here, start over, go on a journey.
He wants you to do that.
Oh, I'm going to. I'm going to eat it. I'm going to eat in Italy. I'm going to pray.
That you can fit in your pants again.
And, well, yeah, that was the whole thing. Then Indonesia, and then I'll go love in Bali.
But you got to wait to break up.
I don't have to break up. No, we can go together. We can eat, pray, and love together.
But you got to win the lottery to do it. That's a lot of eating,
no,
Heidi.
No. I don't.
You need $39 million to go eat. That's.
Have you been out to dinner with me?
Yikes.
More bread, please.
Maybe you should just look around your backyard.
I have a backyard.
Well, might be something valuable back there. The world's largest star sapphire cluster found in backyard in Sri Lanka.
That's my birthstone, by the way. So if you guys want to chip in on that.
Yeah, found by accident. The gem trader says the stone was found by workmen digging a well in his home in the gem-rich area. Like I said, I'd probably be digging around.
That big-ass thing is a gemstone?
Experts say the stone, which is pale blue in color, has an estimated value of up to $100 million on the international market.
If you were working
it's
in your
the largest sapphire cluster.
I would just
maybe
think
it's filled with sapphires. Looks like a geode filled with sapphires.
Did he go to Jared? No, he went to Sri Lanka. Where was it? Sri
Lanka. The cluster weighs 510 kilograms. Let's divide that by 2.2 to get the poundage.
Okay, I was going to ask you.
Or 2.5 million carats has been named the Serendipity Sapphire. 2.5 million carats. Put that on your finger.
Wow.
The person who was digging the well alerted us about some rare stones. Later, we stumbled upon this huge specimen. My God.
You got to know what you're looking for, because that just looks like a rock to me.
Yeah, you're just throwing that out.
Yeah, just have the guys who, you know, bring the dump truck and just get this out of here. I'm building a koi pond, damn it.
Speaking of money, another billionaire enters the space race. Branson, Bezos, Elon, and now Porsche. Billionaire family is entering the space race. The Porsche family, owner of Volkswagen, are investing money in Isar Aerospace, a German space company that hopes to compete with Musk's SpaceX and Bezos' Blue Origin. The company will start out launching small satellites into orbit with its first test flight scheduled for next year. I guess if you've got that much money, you might as well do it.
I know, but what are we? I don't know. Are we learning anything from it? Like, the whole point of space exploration is to learn, right?
Maybe they know something we don't. Oh. Let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I guess.
So we got our moon mansion on.
Because if it's like, oh, well, Branson went up to space and then came back down, and then Bezos is like, I'm going to go a little bit further. Is this Porsche family going to go, and I went a little bit further? I mean, you got to keep topping. Otherwise, what's the big deal? We've done it.
It's to go further. Let's keep going further. That's why we keep doing it. So we keep looking at the stars.
Yeah.
The whole point.
And maybe to normalize it as well, so it's not so weird later when we do have to abandon Earth. It's like, we've been doing this
Yeah, but I'm taking a Volkswagen rocket. I'm like some future hippie. Taking a Volkswagen bus to the moon.
Well, if anybody wants to go to space later on, you have to have competition to lower the prices. So, because if one only was taking you to space, they could charge whatever they want.
Yeah. Don't you want to fly on the JetBlue of space?
Yeah.
Do you want to fly on the Southwest of space?
Don't.
No.
Hi, is there assigned seating? Oh, we're just in category. Okay, great.
Does my seat have a TV?
Are you I'm in the C category. Yeah, no comments.
Great,
please.
I got an aisle.
Ugh. Excuse me, would you mind if I just wanted to grab a quick look out the window? Well, that is breathtaking.
No, because you got the center guy is always looking. So both their heads go to the small window. You get nothing in the aisle.
So then you got to try to look at the person across the other aisle so you can sort of see out their window when they're not looking.
We'll just float around while you guys are looking out the window.
All right.
Can you imagine opening the peanut bag and spit rockets at you?
Sorry, let me grab those. I'm stupid. I wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry about that.
Quit kicking my seat!
I'm trying to get my peanuts.
They kick your seat, you float. The ceiling.
They don't
pass out the nuts. They just release the nuts. Release the nuts! Everybody's just like fish feeding.
And we're back to masturbation.
Oh, there we are. Release the nuts.
Don't stroke out, guy back there in row C.
We do not have a doctor on board.
All right.
So how was your flight? Oh, the worst. Nuts everywhere.
We're going to take a quick break. Come right back. We're out of here, Frank.
Hang on. Heidi and Frank
are back.
Right here.
Right here.
Right now.
Right now.
On Southern California's rock station, 95.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank show. Porsche's getting into the space tourism business at some point. It'll compete with Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos to do that. And Richard Branson.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about what it'd be like. Think they'll have flight attendants? Or is it just going to be like, okay.
If it's a pleasure trip.
Point you got to get, they're going to let you get up and float around. So there's got to be somebody standing there and go, okay, this is how your seatbelt, you unbuckle it, you float around, this is how you get back in.
Yeah, you're not serving drinks and food.
I mean, is it going to have a lavatory? Are you going to pee in space? Because I'm saving it. So yeah. Usually I pee before I get on the plane because I don't want to get up. I just sit here the whole flight and I get up and go pee. But if they have a lavatory on the space tourist flight, I'm saving it. I'm drinking a gallon of water so I can go up there and just watch my yellow crystals head towards Pluto.
Now, I think how it goes is, you remember those things when you were a kid and your mom would go to the bank and they would go, the vacuum thing? I think you have to put on something like that.
Exactly.
And it just sucks it out.
Let me put on whatever suction vacuum they got up there.
Boy, Frank's been in the laboratory a long time.
That'd be a cool job. I mean, some people think being a flight attendant would be a cool job.
Yeah. I mean, if you like to travel.
See, but that's, I guess, the case, really. Careers that sound really cool, and then once you could get into it, it's like, this sucks.
Mm.
Flight attendant's on that list. It was glamorized in the past, and there are perks, I guess.
Free flights.
But you're basically a server. They say who cleans toilets and sometimes gets verbally abused.
Yeah, I didn't know they cleaned the toilets.
I
thought there was a crew for that. I mean, I know they're handing out.
If something happens during the flight.
Oh, I guess so.
I mean, it's like ding. Yeah, there's a complete mess in the lavatory.
Okay, thank you, sir. We'll handle it.
Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. Go in there. It's been covered in peanuts. You served them?
Maybe that's why they stopped serving peanuts on flight. It had nothing to do with allergies. They do upset people's tummies.
They start serving corn nuts. Didn't help.
Mm.
So, yeah, flight attendant. Not the coolest job once you got it.
Yeah.
Do you have one of those jobs, though? Do you have a job that you thought was going to be cool and sounded cool? You got into it and it wasn't cool at all? 818-955-2955. Pitch us on how great the job sounded to you and then what it's actually like.
Oh.
818-955-2955. Tell us the sad truth. People are out there planning and making career choices.
This
like
why...
with this video game developer.
Oh.
Sounds kick ass. What do you picture? What do you picture, Heidi?
You get to play video games, mm-hmm. you know, kind of create them, be in a room with other people creating moves and ideas of if we have him do this. And
well, as a woman, you'll probably just get harassed.
Well, that's anywhere.
Isn't that Activision Blizzard? No, I mean, they're going through that right now. Oh. It's like women have a hard time getting harassed over there, getting advanced.
Mm.
So they're going through some lawsuit right now. But and that's not really anywhere. I mean, anywhere. Is big. That's just happening right now over at Activision. Nope, it says, or anything in film. No. You're overworked and underpaid, and you don't get any credit unless you're one of the few big shots.
Mm. It's not as glamorous as you think. This is why I think, when we talked about kids going right off to college, I think that year after high school, whatever you think you want to do after high school, because that could change even once you're in college, you hear that all the time. Like, oh, I went into my majors this, and my sophomore year, it's like, I think I'm switching majors, and then it just kind of slows everything down. That's why I think that year after high school, what do you think you want to do?
Well, I want to be, like, architect.
Well, usually when
then
you switch,
go and do
the... But usually when you switch majors, it's because you couldn't pass the classes.
Okay. Or, yeah, I mean, or you changed interests.
It's like,
whatever.
Oh, yeah, architecture is like, it's a lot of math and, yeah. and a lot of like
but if you think that drawing. That's what you want to do, oh, no. Somehow get into a firm, an architecture firm, and say, listen, I want to take this year and sort of do anything you need me to do, gopher, grunt, whatever, but I kind of just want to learn and
unpaid?
See. Unpaid?
Unpaid. Heidi, you're talking to the wrong generation.
Okay, a paid internship, whatever
to
that
do what?
Be.
You don't know what the hell you're doing.
But
you
no,
said
but you're here.
Complete
but,
grunt. You have no,
no but
idea.
You're here to do...
What are you basing your hiring potential on? Nothing.
Passion. That's what you want to do. And maybe you'll spend that year and sort of be in there getting the coffee, doing running plans, dropping something off.
Yeah.
And that, you'll go, I don't really think I want to be an architect.
You're speaking for yourself and the generation.
I was an intern in radio.
Listen to me. You're speaking for yourself and the generation that's just like you, the hard workers, the ones who want to be the grunts, the ones that understand you got to serve coffee for 6 months before you actually get to even pick up a pencil in an architectural firm.
Right.
But that's not the people today. This kid's like, no, I want a drafting table. And
I want a corner office.
And here are some of my doodlings, and I want to be able to make one of those 3D models of it. Can I make a 3D model of it and put it in the lobby? No. Oh, I got to stay after my hours because, you need me to stay here? I'll stay after. I'll show up early. I'll be the first guy this guy sees. I'm not getting paid to show up early, but I'll show up early. Because my passion, what I said, my one quality, my one potential, they got to see that. So you back it up with your work ethic and how hard you work. I just don't think that's part of it now.
Hmm.
It's like, oh, no. Ding, ding. There's a clock. Time to go. Ding. No. Show up early. What's that? I want to have more. This is what I can give you. No, but I want more. Well, hopefully we'll get more in the future, but right now that's all I can do for you. But no, I want to do that now. Put me in the spotlight. Put me on the microphone. Can't do that right now. Then I'm gone.
Well, I think, too, like, going back, because I mean, I'm not paying for college, but I feel like as a parent, if my kid was like, architecture, and then we did the two, now we're 2 years in or 3 years, and the kid's like, I don't know. I kind of was like, I don't want to do it anymore. I think I want to be, like, a psychologist. And you're like, I wish you'd spend some time in the field a little bit so you could see that maybe that's not for me. I just think, I mean, you've got a kid, so I don't know what I'm talking about, obviously. Because
but how many times did you change your major when you were going to college?
None.
Well, that's a rare case.
I didn't.
You
I
are was, the rare case.
Most
people go to college to discover it. They'll probably go through four different majors, and then they'll probably end up working in some field they didn't even get their degree in. I mean, that's just how it goes. Mm-hmm. You are the one who's like, I got a plan, stand strong. And you did it. You saw the plan. You had the plan. You worked the plan. I mean, most people, they are floaters.
Yeah. Eric?
Yes.
Are you a floater or a sinker?
Are you working your plan?
I guess I am neither. I'm a hard worker. I've always asked for more.
But as far as like the meandering of like where you're going to be in life, what you want to do.
Yeah.
I think that's, you're a floater.
Actor, musician.
No, I'm a hustler. I am a hustler.
A floater means you're like a hustler for whatever you feel like doing at that moment. Heidi's a sinker because she sunk into her career choice from the beginning and stuck to it.
And you're a stinker.
Yeah, I don't sit still. That's for sure.
You're an upper decker.
Well, I do. Hey, you don't know how right you are.
Ooh,
okay, so I think
meta.
I think floater and hustler are different because a floater's like, hey, man, my friend said he had a job and whatever. I'll
no,
go
meaning
work there.
Like other interests.
No, I know, but a hustler is somebody who's like always trying to find that thing. A floater's like, cool, I'll go work for your dad for 2 weeks. I'll go there for a month, right?
The floater is not afraid to give up one vine to grab another. Mm. Meaning like, okay, I have the idea that I want to do this. And I've put in time and effort. It's where it's like, oh, crap, I can't let go of this. I put in so much time and effort. Like, those same people stay in relationships that lasted way too long.
That's
like
true.
The floater's like, I'm not really loving this passion anymore. I'm looking at that and I'm going to grab that next vine and who knows what's going to happen. I'm going to float on that for a while. It's not like he just coasts through life. Yeah, the floater and the hustler are a lot alike where it's like the passion becomes the hustle and that passion doesn't have to stay the same. And he'll go hustle to make sure the next passion works. He's not going to be like, well, I don't know. Hopefully I'll get his paycheck.
That's not me at all.
No. I think the hustler and the floater are the same thing.
I follow my passions, but I also can be passionate about multiple things. I'm not a one-track
mind.
Go. But every single passion I go into, I find out is one of these like glamorous things that sucks. Like musicians. That job sucks.
They probably steal under any. Yeah, I guess so.
They pee in jars across the country.
The moment that's good is when you're on stage doing your thing. All the before and all the after probably sucks.
Exactly. I started a small business recently. That's awful. That's terrible. It was great at first.
Designing is great.
Yeah.
Creating.
Yep.
Probably should just design clothes for yourself.
That's what I did for 2 years. And then I go, fine, I'll just sell them. And now I have to ship them all, Frank.
Yeah, now you're in shipping. I saw your shipping staff.
Now you're in shipping. Eric's
talk about
the
people
shipping.
Who are unqualified, but their passion is amazing. Sarah, you have a job that sounded really cool, then you got into it, and it sucks. What is it?
It was my first job, actually, and I was a huge dog lover. So I thought, I'm going to go work at one of those pet hotels. Get to be around dogs all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And first day I got bit in the butt. I got puked on. I had to clean up diarrhea, peed on. It was awful. I quit after a couple months.
You've just described my Thursday.
Yeah, Heidi leaves this job to go do that job every single day
for
at her
free.
House.
It actually costs me money to go do that.
And she pays to
I
do that.
I still love dogs, but I can't work with them.
Yeah.
That's right, Sarah. Thank you so much. Let's see. Veterinarian falls on this list as well. So do you think you're caring for cute animals, but it's stressed owners, soul-sucking treatment decisions, and sick, dying creatures all day long?
Yeah. It's not just wellness visits.
I want to be a veterinarian.
Yeah, because
no, you don't,
yeah,
honey.
You're thinking of all the wellness visits with cute puppies and not the really tough ones.
Let's see. Mark had us a job. Thought it was going to be awesome just by the description of it, but then it turned out to suck. What was your job, Mark?
Special effects makeup artist.
Ooh,
that does sound kick ass.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, it took a lot of school and everything in preparation, but it's really just a lot of hurry up and wait and sitting around a lot doing nothing and making nothing, working for 16 hours. So, daily, and there's really no money to be made unless you're really known. It's a lot of work, and it's really who you know. It's just like being in, it's just entertainment in general.
Yeah, so what are you doing? Are you still in special effects?
No, I left the industry completely. I work in sales now and make, quadruple the times what I was making there.
Right, right.
Wow.
Thank you so much, Mark. Talk about jobs that sounded cool when you read the title, but not so much once you got in the position, like nursing, especially an ER nurse. When you're watching ER, it's like, oh, yeah, I'll be working with George Clooney. It'll be awesome.
Noah Wiley.
All the Grey's Anatomy chicks having sex with the doctors at the hospital. It's going to be great. They're all good looking. Says you're caring for people, but the level of horror, negativity, and mental exhaustion is underappreciated.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
And plus, you got to wear those stupid shoes.
Oh, the worst.
Let's see. Jesse thought it'd be cool to be a chef.
Hmm. And sexy.
Guess Morning. Not. Hey, Jesse.
Hi. How's it going, guys?
Good.
So what sucks about being a chef?
It's pretty much like you go into it thinking for something else and then just realizing that every kitchen is different. That's kind of where I'm at right now, where as much as it is about the food, sometimes it's not what the owner wants because you always have to please them no matter what.
Long hours, too.
Oh, yeah. Not even having people to do stuff. So I've been working. Last week, I worked 6 days, 13, 14-hour shifts.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a lot of moons over my hammy.
It certainly is.
Oh, yeah. It's actually a little spot. It's really cool. It's actually a little gun range. So the guy actually built a pizza spot, a deli, and a whole regular kitchen. So it's actually like all different types of menu stuff.
Oh, wait. So basically, I can go there, I can order a pizza and get some ammo and shoot at targets while I eat pizza?
Pretty much. And then you could even drink there, but you're not allowed to drink before you shoot. So right. You could actually shoot and then just go drink right after.
This sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's an exclusive membership plus the place. It's Hot Rods and Handguns. But yeah, check it out. Also, I want to let you guys know, I heard you guys about the hustling thing. Because I was pretty much one of the first people that go from the COVID thing. So I actually got a job making face masks for you guys at Coil.
Oh. There,
and I would listen to you guys while I'm making your guys' face masks.
With the Love Drop.
Yep, with I forgot his name, but the Wahoos, because my buddy Brad goes with him to deliver all the time.
Oh, awesome, man.
Small little world.
It was hilarious. Yeah, it's totally small little world. I think I saw somebody come around and walk. I don't know if you've ever been there, Heidi, just because I thought I saw you walk in there, and I wasn't sure.
It was probably me. I'm out and about all the time.
That was probably Sammy Hagar.
That explains the T-shirt.
Yeah.
Well, tell Sammy I said hello. Next time. All right. Thank you, man. Jose, a mechanic.
Oh.
I mean, it does sound like cool. I get to work on cars, and you see all those like hot rod shows, you know, from rust to riches or whatever they do, and they just turn something around and make it just excellent. It's like, yeah, I want to do that. So turns out Jose thinks that job sucked after he got it. Hey, Jose.
Hello, Frank.
So what sucks about being a mechanic?
Yeah. It just sucks because you have to buy your own tools at most shops, and then you get customers that just don't understand that. If they're driving a really old car, everything gets old, not just because it's low mileage. So it's everything your fault when it breaks, since you're the last one to touch it.
Oh, right.
So just things like that.
It's like, well, I dropped it off for some new shock absorbers. Now the starter's bad. It had to be you.
Oh.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
I guess any job that has customers sucks.
Right, right. And that's almost everything.
I mean, yeah, I guess if you're building, you know, cars from, you know, find
you're
one
doing it for yourself.
Buried in a scrap yard, and it's like, oh, we're going to buy this thing up, and you got the money to do that, and you're going to sell it at an auction. Perfect. When you're out there, you got to deal with customers.
Well, that's why my wife is a good, you know, woodworker, and she's a great builder and designer,
she is.
And all
Johnny's mom
and all of that. Whoa. So she'll like build things for, you know, for a friend or for her. She built barn doors for her sister, which look beautiful and amazing from scratch. Beautiful. She's like, you know, I'd like to do this. And I said, I'm not trying to be a dream killer. I'm not.
But you are so good at it.
I am good at it. I said, honey, you enjoy it because it's when you can do it. It's on your own timeline. It's sort of a hobby. But when you've got people going, hi, I need the barn doors. I need it by this date.
Well, did she want to quit her job and become barn door lady? Or was it going to be a hobby where it's like, all right, I'll, you know, barn doors.
Yeah, no,
I'm all booked up until she gets one barn door built. Then it's next guy.
I said, yeah, she was going to do it on the side. And I said, but that's fine if you're doing it. It brings you joy. And she's really good at it. But that's why you like it, because it's just on your own time frame. But if you've
That's
got
why
people-
she likes Maria. She does that on the side. Mm. Oh!
You know what?
Ew.
You know what?
All I do is yeah.
No. Maria. Stop hitting that button. I hate that song now. I can't even enjoy that song anymore.
All right. Let's move along.
Please.
Patrick, traveling salesperson.
Dare you.
I don't know. That sounds all glamorous.
That sounds awful.
The travel?
The traveling and the selling. I hate all that.
Yeah, Chef was on that list. Like the last, when what was they called? Or Jesse? Says, like a lot of gigs, your passion can be weighed down by your very long hours and needing to rely on people who are not as passionate about their job as you. Tell me about it. Also, this is on a list of things that sounded cool but aren't. Seafaring. A lot of long voyages with virtually no internet, no doctors, bad weather, and you're away from your family and friends. Mm-mm. Actually, I'm going to put a star by that one. Sounds fantastic.
Away from your family and friends, yeah.
Long voyages, no internet, away from family and friends. Mm. I know, I'm like, damn. Ugh. Sign me up. Aye, aye, captain.
Seaman first class.
Teaching also. And I don't know if teaching ever sounded like it was going to be a cool job, unless it's like you think it's...
Dangerous Minds or Lean on Me.
Right. The kids are really into you. Like, you're going to be the cool teacher, but then says you... You think you can make an impact? There's also parents to deal with.
See, that's what you hate it.
Along with the low pay, the lack of resources, a lot of after-hours work, and the fact that no matter how hard you try, some kids or teens just won't care.
Yeah.
Yep, I've seen teachers like that. Just like, I get paid every 2 weeks just the same. I don't care what kind of grades you get. When he gave that speech first day of class, I don't care if you get an F. If you get an F, it's because you're dumb. Blame your parents. Come from a bad gene pool. I get paid every 2 weeks. I mean, he was a good teacher. I mean, he still taught you chemistry.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he just sat up there and says, just read the book. I get paid the same. He taught you chemistry. But he didn't give a damn what grade you got. You didn't do the work. You got an F. Doesn't change my paycheck.
Yeah, see, that's the guy I would have probably been like, I don't want to let him.
Then for him, you're like, damn, Mr. Anderson. Okay, I'll learn chemistry for you.
I had Mr. Yarber. Yeah, he was the same kind of guy.
This guy had been teaching for a long time, too. He taught my dad chemistry in high school.
Oh, Jesus.
When I was in high school, he taught me chemistry.
So he's long dead.
Mr. Anderson's dead.
Yeah.
Married to a little person.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Huh.
I don't know why that...
Well, I have affinity because...
Why I brought that up.
I have an affinity for little people because they lived in my house, as I mentioned many times on the show. A whole family of little people lived in my childhood home. So I just have this affinity for them. I don't know why.
I think they had, like, a couple kids and... One was a little person, one wasn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It happens.
I think the little person was the youngest one. I always thought it was strange for the oldest one that I knew that the oldest one didn't get a treehouse built for him, but the little one did.
Frank.
I was like, that seems a little...
Where were they?
Awesome, but insensitive.
Did they ever have cookies when you were over at the house?
I could smell them, but I never could find them.
Well, at least it was homey feeling, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, is it already time to go?
It can't be.
No. Is the show? We have one more news.
I got to follow that now.
No.
Well, you know, a job that sounds amazing, and then once you get into that job, you're very pleasantly surprised.
News
it's the
guy?
Exact opposite.
Oh.
It's the people who work at Red Cross.
Oh, yeah.
They love to be there.
They do.
If you've ever done the blood drive, they legitimately love their jobs. They love meeting people. They love saving lives.
It's true.
And then when you go to the 40th annual KLOS blood drive, you're going to get that cool 40th annual KLOS blood drive t-shirt that everybody wants. Now, it's happening 2 days, August 20th and 21st, 14 different SoCal locations. You gotta book an appointment, though, to get that shirt. That is important. So how do you do that? I'll tell you. Go to redcrossblood.org. Redcrossblood.org. Just search for KLOS, and you're going to find the location nearest you. There are 14 of them, so I promise you there's one close enough for you to go get that t-shirt. And also, health and safety measures are going to be in place if you're worried about that.
Okay.
All right, you guys want an update on Bob Odenkirk?
Oh, yeah.
Remember, he collapsed.
I saw Bryan Cranston posted that he woke up. Bryan Cranston woke up to hear the news of one of his best pals.
Look at him, breaking bad news.
Frank.
Oh. Yeah.
Actually, he was breaking good.
Yeah, somebody broke bad news.
to him.
And then he broke good news? Is there breaking good news?
Yeah, let's
see. What happened to Bob?
Actor Bob Odenkirk is recovering after suffering a heart emergency, is what they're calling it. We didn't know yesterday, but a rep for the actor said, "We can confirm Bob is in stable condition after experiencing a heart-related incident. He and his family would like to express gratitude for the incredible doctors and nurses looking after him, as well as the cast, crew, and producers who have stayed by his side." He reportedly collapsed while on the set of Better Call Saul. His son, Nate, later tweeted, "He's gonna be okay." Great. So that's good news. This is either good news or bad news, depending on who you are, but L.A. City Council has finalized an ordinance that, if signed by the mayor, is going to restrict the presence of homeless encampments. So you're not going to be able to, if you're homeless, you're not going to be able to sit, sleep, lie, or store your property and obstruct the public right-of-way in several areas, big areas of the city, including fire hydrants or within 5 feet of an entrance or an exit to a building, in a manner that restricts accessible passage for people with disabilities, so that means no ramps, anything like that, elevators, or anywhere within a street, including the bike path.
That would count any sidewalk.
Yeah, that would be any sidewalk, right?
That's right, yeah.
But you said the mayor's got to sign it?
He's got to sign it, yeah.
Or else nothing happens?
Yeah, but they have approved it. So I think what happened was it didn't get approved back on July 1st, because the first time they propose it, it's got to be unanimous.
Oh.
And a couple of people were like, no, you need to tell people if they can't be here,
where
can they go? So they said no, but now second go around, it got approved, not unanimous.
And they said, okay, we'll tell them to go to your house. Okay, I vote yay.
I was in Hollywood this past weekend. Place is a dump. Homeless people everywhere. I mean,
I took my mom when she came out, too.
Beautiful,
yeah.
It's just absolutely terrible.
It was pretty bad when I was there, too.
Depressing. I'm sorry, Hollywood has never been beautiful.
No, I mean,
never.
But it's not
maybe
been
compared,
this bad.
Compared to now. Maybe you're looking back and going, I remember when it just smelled like urine.
Yeah.
Now it looks like urine.
Yeah. And smells like feces.
Yeah.
It's getting worse.
Yeah.
All right, if you were excited about that Pink Floyd exhibit I told you about a few months ago in the Rock Report, bad news for you, Pink Floyd fans will have to wait a little longer to check out the band's new museum exhibit. It's called Their Mortal Remains. It debuted in the UK in 2017, and we were all set to open it up here in LA. A lot of people were so excited, we even gave away some passes here on KLOS. But the opening was pushed back to September 3rd because they couldn't get everything shipped here in time because of pandemic-related delays. You can see stage props, instruments, other artifacts from Pink Floyd once it does open September 3rd here in Los Angeles. Here's a little trivia for you about Whitesnake. If somebody says, hey, you know, if Whitesnake ever released an album, but it never came out in America, only in the UK, you can now say yes. In 1997, Restless Heart was only released in the UK. It never made it to America. But now we're going to release it here in the States. Whitesnake is set to release a 4-CD /DVD box set.
Wait, would that count on New Music Friday tomorrow?
No, it's not till October 29th.
I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So it's going to feature remastered songs from that original album, plus unreleased demos and behind-the-scenes look at this album nobody in America actually cares about. So that's weird. And finally, the big rock news. Dusty Hill, longtime bassist for ZZ Top, died yesterday. Undisclosed causes. He was 72 years old, and he passed away in his sleep at his home in Houston. Here's a statement from the boys in the band. We, along with the legions of ZZ Top fans around the world, will miss your steadfast presence, your good nature, and enduring commitment to providing that monumental bottom to the top. We will forever be connected to that blues shuffle and sea. You will be missed greatly, amigo, Frank and Billy. That's your Rock Report, and that's your news.
All right, now it's time to apologize and pass the ball to Marcy Weiser.
Officer Mascara, Bye Bye Baby, Drunks and Hot Tubs, and Ron Popeil, R.I.P.
Rabbis, soccer announcers, Caltrans, and John Mellencamp.
Albert Einstein, Boulder, Colorado, flight attendants, and lesbians with long nails.
Porn addicts, stroke victims, space cadets, and JetBlue.
Mailboxes, etc., the Japanese, kidney gardeners, and trailer park swingers.
T-1000, Hugh Jackman's wife, Aaron Rodgers, and the shipping staff at Scavenger LA. You really have to listen to the whole show. Brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. We are Heidi and Frank.
95.5
95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1 Los Angeles.
Streaming online at 95.5KLOS.com.
This is Southern California's rock station. 95.5 KLOS.